The Joe Rogan Experience podcast is brought to you by Onnit.com. If you go to Onnit.com, if you go to JoeRogan.net, click on the link for Alpha Brain and use the code name Rogan, you will save yourself 10% off any and all supplements. But we also have some new stuff in stock, and that is kettlebells and battle ropes. And they're pretty fucking badass. If you want to get yourself into caveman shape, if you want to train like Brock Lesnar does in the countdown shows, if you want to do some manly man working out.
Or if your girlfriend has big boobs, it's probably cool to watch her do it.
Oh, the ropes? Yeah. You don't want to watch the kettlebells. You don't want to. What if she accidentally slams them in?
Chips her teeth.
And bruises them. If you've never seen kettlebells before, you don't know what they are. They look like a cannonball with a handle on it. And it's, in my opinion, the most effective way to produce functional strength for martial arts, especially for jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and things like that. That's mostly what I do for my strength and conditioning. I do kettlebells and I do bodyweight squats and chin-ups and stuff like that and dips. And it's a brutal, brutal way to work out. There's one DVD that I recommend always to everybody if you can get it. It's all sold out now because I recommend it so much.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Extreme Kettlebell Cardio Workout. This guy kicks your ass with one kettlebell. It's like one 35-pound kettlebell, and it's fucking brutal. You'd think, I'm a manly man. 35-pound kettlebell? What kind of a fucking pussy workout am I going to get with that? Trust me. You'll get a workout, a brutal workout with just bodyweight squats. Just look up Hindu squats. Do 200 of them in a row and get back to me. See what I'm talking about, bitch? We're talking crazy shit here today. I'm getting fired up, ladies and gentlemen, all right, because James Bobo Fay is on the podcast. We're going to talk some Bigfoot, you sons of bitches. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. We're going to let people know what the fuck ticks.
Word.
Yeah, word. So go to Onnit.com. That's our sponsor. Thanks also to Alienware for hooking us up with some fucking sweet computers. And if you can, follow them on Twitter, Alienware MMA. They sponsor a lot of good fighters and make it a lot easier for these guys to compete and pay their bills and pay for training and all that stuff. So we support them here at the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. All right, James Bobo Fay is here and his dog's here. What's your dog's name again, man? Monkey?
Monkey.
Monkey's here. Hey, Monkey. All right, let's get this motherfucker started, Brian.
She's actually a squash tracking dog.
Ooh, an official squash tracking dog.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Dude. That's a new one. I'm not sure I like it. That new fade out you do at the end, you crafty devil. That's a squatch trained dog, ladies and gentlemen. If you hear a dog or see a dog, if you're watching us on Ustream or Vimeo, you see a dog in the background, that is actually a squatch trained dog. And this is an official
squatch tracking
squatch hat. This is a gone squatching hat. Do you sell these? Because if you don't, you should. Because they'll sell like fucking crazy.
I thought Animal Planet trademarked it. They thought I did.
Oh, so nobody did? Did somebody else trademark it?
Probably some guy in Taiwan now.
Oh, those sons of bitches. Just fucking sell it and make them sue you. Dude, because everybody would want an official Bobo gone squatching hat.
They sold tens of thousands on Cafe Press.
Cafe Press, though, like anybody could go on Cafe Press and pretty much like make your own shirt, though, right?
They last time I looked, there was like 670 websites selling those hats.
Oh, that's hilarious. I know. Dude, you've created, are you looking at your Twitter right now?
Oh, no, sorry. I promised my buddy I'd text him when it started because they're driving.
Are you trying to text him right now?
I'll just say it's on.
When I was a little kid, I went camping with my parents. I was probably like six, and we were in Yosemite. And I met a dude who was a trapper. He gave me like some stinky fucking feet of like animals that he like killed, like bobcats and stuff. Like, you know. But when you're six, it's badass.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, whoa, this is cool. But, you know, that's when I got obsessed with Bigfoot, was talking to this guy. Because he 100% believed in Sasquatches. And I was 6 years old when he told me this. He was just saying that the woods are so dense, there's no way everybody's been to every part of it.
Yeah.
There's no way. He's like, if you fly over the Pacific Northwest, I guess that's the only time where you really get a true sense of how dense it is. Because we kind of think of it like, especially the Pacific Northwest, we kind of think of it as like, you know, yeah, there's Seattle and there's Portland and there's some cities up there and I guess there's highways. Dude, a giant chunk of that is just fucking dense rainforest.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are not aware of that. And that's where the majority of sightings in America, right?
The most, but what people trip on is they're continent wide. They're worldwide.
How is it possible that something could be continent wide and the only video footage available in 2012 is that shitty Patterson film?
Whoa!
Patterson, I think he's a fraud, dude. What happened? We lose the camera? You think it's real? You think
dude,
the Patterson footage
I was
real?
Just with Bob Gimlin. And
dude, that was a very emotional response. See that?
If you were to sit your dad over the table.
No, I'm saying, wasn't Patterson known to be a con man? I believe firmly that Jane Goodall believes 100% that
right.
There's a Sasquatch. I believe very firmly it's very possible. I think that if they found one, all of a sudden people would start, it would make sense to people. There's all sorts of primates all over this planet. And they know that Gigantopithecus lived with people in Asia,
right.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. And the real legit scientists that talk about Bigfoot say it's very possible that an animal came down with humans during the Bering Strait. But, realize humans are cunts. They're a pain in the ass. They'll fucking shoot you. They stab you. They make rugs out of you. Let's hide. Let's go hide in the woods.
Show me a big animal that we don't kill out in the woods.
It's true. But how? Oh, we would definitely kill one for sure.
Well, been killed.
There's a guy who's on YouTube right now. I've subscribed to the Bigfoot Report on YouTube. Whenever the new video comes up, they'll send me an email. But there's a guy who claims he killed Bigfoot. So
he did.
You really think so?
I bought that camera because I got invited to go on the body recovery mission.
Yeah.
Last year, and it's a real story.
But where's the body?
What happened was, I'll just give it run down real quick. I'm actually friends with the guy. I thought I'd never be friends with the guy that shot a Squatch, but
he shot the baby, right?
Yeah, he shot a doll and a baby. What happened? They were doing a U-turn. They just saw a warden, and they were doing a U-turn way up in the Sierra Nevada. It was about 8,500 feet. It was like Halloween, I think, or the day before Halloween.
And the Sierra Nevadas are in California? Where is that?
The huge mountains, like Tahoe.
Right. Is that what that? I just.
All the way down to like Kern County.
What is it?
Yeah, they run from Kern County up to like Oregon border, basically.
Okay. And that's that area, though, like Northern California.
It's 400 miles long and 50 miles wide.
That's a big Bigfoot sighting area, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this guy didn't believe in Bigfoot or anything. He's total redneck, like kills it, like likes to just kill shit out in the woods.
Right.
And the big adult came out, was waving its hands and wiggling its fingers. They'll wave their hands and wiggle their fingers to show that they're not bears, we think. I mean, they're pretty smart. They're like people. So he draws a bead on his buddy. Had just come back. This guy, Jack, had just come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, combat vet. And, like, he just was overseeing stuff shot. He's like, first he said, don't shoot it. It could be a person in a suit. And Justin was looking through the scope, and he's looking at it going, it's not a person. He could see it through the scope. It was a Squatch. But it wasn't one of those big buff ones. He said it looked real frumpy, kind of like saggy, like wasn't sure if it was older or what. So he started squeezing one off, and when the thing realized he was going to pull the trigger, because they were locking eyes, he turned and he shot it through the ribs, like lung shot. And it dropped, went down like to a sprinter position, then got up and sprinted super fast, stumbled once, and then went crashing down on this manzanita. Well, they get out of the truck and they're walking down their trip. They never even thought of Bigfoot. They're walking down there. They're tripping balls. Like they just saw a huge thing. They called it a monster. Shot it. It ran off. They're looking for the. They heard it crash down in the brush. This guy's a registered bear hunting guide, so he said he could tell it. That was the sound it makes when it crashes. Well, they get about 40 yards. It was about 70, 80 yards when he shot it. They got about 40 yards there, and right where the thing was around, two identical twin babies, like the size of like 3 or 4 year old kids, but with way bigger heads. Came out of the brush and were running around looking for the parent, and they were running back and forth. He was going to shoot one of the babies right off the bat, and his buddy wouldn't let him. Like kept yelling, "Don't do it! I'll kick your ass! You shoot that thing! Don't shoot it!" Things were running around after like 10 minutes. They couldn't find the adult, and they realized, okay, there's two babies, and they were identical twins. They'd run around, they'd sniff the ground and look around on all fours, like totally, totally comfortable on all fours, like quadruped. Just run around. When they came near each other, they'd get up on two legs and they'd come up face to face. And he said they sounded like two profoundly mute people talking. They'd go, like just real guttural sounds, but like he said, like a language. And they'd get back down. They were moving down and they were working their way towards where they heard the body crash. And they realized, well, shit, they thought it was they shot the mom. So they're like, well, if we just shot the mom, then daddy's probably around. Like, and this thing's 8 foot. What they shot was probably 8 foot tall, 600 pounds. So they're thinking, well, shit, it's getting dark. We don't want to be out here. And Jack and Justin split up because they're covering different territory, and one of the little babies came like about where that wall is and just stood on this rise. We went to the spot with him. We went, like, Dr. Meldrum went, and Mayan Chinsky, like the big name guys, scientists. We went out there when the snow melted the next summer.
Are these the big name guys that believe in Bigfoot?
Oh yeah. Well, no. Beliefs for shit you can't see, right?
Well, they know it exists.
Well, like, people believe in Jesus, but I never found, like, a Jesus hair or a Jesus tracker or a Jesus shit in the woods, you know, or Jesus killed an elk or anything. But
what have you found personally? So you're saying, let's finish the story, because this guy shot one of the babies. Yeah,
so then...
Now, first of all, what a dick.
I know.
He
feels bad now, but I...
How could he even tell that story, you know?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you shoot a baby?
I know, dude. Well, he wanted to prove the story was real. He's just a redneck dude that kills shit for fun.
Yeah.
That kind of mindset, you know. He's not a bad dude. That's just how he was raised. And he's actually a smart dude when you get to talk to him, because you think he's just some dumb shit redneck. When you talk to the guy, he's a pretty sharp dude.
But why didn't he take a video? Why didn't he have a camera.
Photo?
He didn't have a cell phone with him?
These dudes are pretty redneck.
2012.
Yeah, this was
How could you not have a cell phone?
I'm not justifying what he did. I'm just saying.
I watched his video and my bullshit alarm went off.
Oh, no, dude. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what happened. So he shot it and the thing, it rolled down the hill. He picked it up and looked and just watched it die in his hands. Yeah. And then his buddy started screaming at him. He said he stuck the body into this bush. They took off, got out of there. And they were on a hunting website, and one of our buddies, Derek Randall's, like, you know, talked to him on the website, whatever, like a chat room for hunters.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I shot a couple, kind of joking, saying, how would you mount a Bigfoot? And then he's all, no, I really did. He's all, dude, you look at that body, I'll give you $1 million.
Right, but all you have right now is just a guy with a story.
No. He came back and brought, when he picked up the baby, it bled on his boot.
Uh-huh.
So there's blood on the boot from the baby. When they went back out there, it snowed like 3.5 feet, and they're digging 6x6 foot holes down through this snow. They're out there for like, I forget what he said, like 8 hours digging. And then his bloodhound, they found where they thought it would crash. They found it. And like, there's like when something like a mammal dies, like how all the grease comes out the ass, like it leaves like a grease slick there.
Uh-huh.
And they found that it looked like a bear had fed on it, because it was just torn up. And there was actually some bear prints in the snow as they dug through. They'd see like remnants.
Which does happen to any animal that dies in the woods.
Yeah.
People always say, you know, when was the last time you saw a dead deer in the woods? They don't last very long.
Right.
You know, if they're there a couple of days, something finds it.
Oh, yeah. It starts getting torn up. And then, like, rodents eat the bones. Porcupines eat the bones. Like, whatever. And so, where was I?
So
they went back out there. His bloodhound puppy found a chunk of meat and flesh. He couldn't tell. It looked like the same color as he got. And it was like I saw it. It's like grayish white with brown mixed in, like kind of multicolored.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, coarse hair, and it matches. And anyways, that is the catalyst of, like, I mean, the centerpiece of the DNA study is that piece of meat. That's the first one they got because it snowed right on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first whole.
And what is it? Have they done an analysis of it?
They've mapped the whole genome.
What is it?
It's what the guys that are working on it called as a relic hominid. And it's not a Gigantopithecus.
Really? So so they're 100% convinced it's not a chimp. It's not any other kind of animal.
Oh, yeah. No. Word leaked
out. Who is this guy that has done this study?
It's a woman named Melba Ketchum.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of controversy around her. And there's some weird stuff about her for sure, like things she's done and said.
She's crazy?
No.
A little bit?
She's a woman.
There you go. I was glad you said that.
How many cats does she own?
How many crystals are around her neck?
She's cool, but she's has a big genetic lab. She's well known.
What's the issue that people have with her?
Well, because she had to come up with new, I don't want to start talking too much detail. When I read it, I understand. I've had people explain.
A business scandal? Was it a...
No. She, I'll just say this. From that, now Oxford University is doing a study over in England. I think they're getting some of that. I mean, I'm not sure exactly. I hear stuff from different people.
Uh-huh.
And I was just with the guys that are running the DNA project this last week.
Right.
Last week. I just left them 2 days ago. And there's other labs that you have to go through peer review, and they have to, like, you give them a sample and they do the same test. But she had come up with these new techniques that hadn't been used before. And so the other labs that authenticate that, then replicate the process. And you have to replicate it twice, each other lab. And the word is, there's other scientists getting on board, because words leaked around in the community of those type of geneticists and stuff, is that it's real. Like there's it's really close to human. Like whereas chimps and gorillas have 98.1% the same amount of the same DNA we have. These are 99.5, 99.6. The samples from Asia, the Yetis, were 99.4 to 99.5.
So what are the Yeti samples? What were they proven to be?
Well, see, that was the thing, was that there's these genetic markers. They're really similar to they're like a type of people. Like they're the whole that evolutionary chain they have, you know, is way out of whack. Like
I
that,
wasn't aware that there was this much conclusive evidence, though. I'd never people heard aren't. This before.
Yeah, people.
Do you talk about it on the show?
You know, it's so aggravating. It's real frustrating because we were like, you guys never put any real science in the show. And they're like, they're like, yeah. And I used to get in fights with them. And I actually quit the show a bunch of times, like season one, like in between season one and season two. And
really?
Yeah. I was like, this isn't what I signed up for. You know, like some hokey ass reality
show. What was wrong?
Show.
What would you? What did you sign
well,
up
like,
for?
Well, like they wouldn't, like we got some, you know, audio. We've got audio and stuff captured and.
Mm-hmm.
And when you run through spectrographs, you can rule out, you can rule stuff out, you know, and a lot of times you'll get left with, the only thing that matches it would be like a howler monkey or something or a gibbon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes out of range of that even.
You know, my favorite story is Les Stroud from Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Survivor Man. That dude was in Alaska, and apparently he was on a remote island. And Alaska, for folks who don't know it, is more than 1,000 islands. Alaska has a fuckload of islands.
It's temperate rainforest in the southeast.
Yeah. Well, he was camping there. He was doing one of his survivor things where he stays up all night and, you know, sleeps in a tent and makes his own food. I mean, it's really the show's amazing. I love the guy. Anyway, he was in Alaska by himself, and he started hearing primate noises. He heard like, woo, 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 loud something that didn't sound anything like a bear. He's like, this was like very distinct primate. And he said, then I started to make some movement. And when it realized that something was there, ran hard and fast through the woods. He goes, I don't know what it is, but it was big and it was heavy. And it ran through the woods and it sounded like it was making primate noises.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you know, to him, it was a real animal. And he suspects that it's probably Bigfoot, you know. And he's a guy that goes to these really remote places and stays for days and days. And I think he's got it in his head how there could be an animal like that that lives completely outside of human contact, and even in 2012 is yet
right.
to be discovered. It's just this guy's story sounds like bullshit. I watched his story. I watched him talk. I watched him talk about shooting the thing that it was a baby. I was like, dude, you're an actor. This is nonsense. I didn't buy a word.
He's
he
taking
was
a lot of grief, man. He's not making any money off it. Like they're doing a book on it. And he's donating all
crazy.
The
crazy. People are
but,
crazy.
You know, check this out. When I took him out, when we went out there, Monkey loves, like, she's played with Bigfoots before up in Bluff Creek.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see her playing with it, but it's the only daylight setting I ever had was the same day she was in the brush in that same spot, running around, and I could hear something huge running back and forth. Anyway, she gets excited. She got her ribs all broke by a bear when she was a puppy, and she hates mountain lions.
Wow.
And where he said he stuck the baby's body, you'll never hear her make a noise. She doesn't bark or anything. She might maybe play growls a little bit, but she doesn't bark. And the whole week we were up there, the only time anyone heard her make any noise was when he said, yeah, I stuck it over that bush. And she was just walking around sniffing. She went over that bush where he said he stuck the baby body. And she went crazy and started digging holes and, like,
did
whining.
You guys try to figure out if it was there to try to dig it up?
Oh, yeah. Or? We had Dr. Meldrum had set up for some cadaver dogs to the Smithsonian and stuff like that to come out. It was like a full... We had professional trackers and the cadaver people. We had two different sets of cadaver dogs. They wouldn't do it because the funny part was the lady had done search and rescue up in the mountains with the dogs too, like body recoveries, and she was certain that their Sasquatches lived there. And she didn't. And it wasn't like, I don't want to do it. That's crazy. I don't want to be involved in something that's not real. She was like, if it is Sasquatch and my dog picks up that scent and tracks it, it wouldn't ever track humans again. They only track one thing: those cadaver dogs.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she. That's
so
what these. That's what the handlers said.
If to track a Sasquatch, then they wouldn't work for humans anymore.
So, but yeah, but if you got a dog that was trained to track squatches, your probably dog wouldn't live long if it caught up to him.
You think they would eat the dog?
They've been known to kill dogs like
really?
Pretty frequently. Yeah,
really
aggressive dogs. Even dogs that were just minding their own business, they've killed them.
No shit.
Yeah, but dogs barking, getting aggressive, they'll. People said they'll see him kick him.
Do you know that anyone that's had their dog killed
by
a Sasquatch?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
They see it? They see it happen?
I talked to these natives. We were down squatching on the Jicarilla Apache Reservation in New Mexico, and they had one come up on the porch, and the female dog was pit bull, was gardener puppy. She had they were 4 weeks, 6 weeks old puppies, and they're up on the sliding glass door. It was morning. The kids were watching cartoons, getting ready for school, eating breakfast, and the thing walked up on their porch, and the dog was snarling and snapping, and it just walked up, lifted its leg, and just crushed it, broke its back, crushed it, and then stomped all the puppies and walked away.
Whoa. Stomped a puppy. So Bigfoot's a douchebag.
I think they're like people, some are total dicks and most of them are all right.
Now, what is the most conclusive evidence? You think it's that Patterson footage? Because I think that footage is horseshit.
Dude, you're tripping.
I'm not.
You're so wrong. You're more wrong than you know.
Do you know that guy was arrested for writing a fake check to pay for the very camera that he used to film that?
Okay, you're talking about Greg Long's book.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Which was total shit.
Is it not true?
He was so he had some financial difficulties for sure. Bob Gibbon, the guy that was driving him, and the Apache Indian, the tracker guy. I mean, the guy's a legend, dude.
Is one guy who has come out and said that it was a hoax and that he was a part of it. Right, that guy's a liar.
He's some drunk neighbor guy that used to hang out with him. was. Roger and Bob were real popular. Roger Patterson, Bob Gimlin. They were expert rodeo riders. Bob Gimlin's the baddest dude you'll ever meet, dude. He was the number one ranked welterweight in the world when he got in a serious car wreck, ended his career. He's in the Rodeo Hall of Fame. He's the best tracker hunter you ever saw. I mean, the guy's, he's 81. He's still out there breaking horses and roping. And
what part did he play in this?
He was the guy. He was the other guy there with Roger when they filmed it.
Roger Patterson wasn't a con man?
No.
I've read that he was a con man.
He was
arrested for writing bad checks.
Yeah, because he was so impassioned with the project, and he knew that it was real, and he was just thought he... Well, his brother-in-law was supposed to be funding this stuff. This guy, Al Diatley, was a millionaire up there. And he was his brother-in-law, crazy Roger running around, whatever, I think. And he was his partner on this, and then he was supposed to be putting funds in, and it didn't happen. It wasn't like Roger was this total con man. He was people we've talked to there say he's a good dude.
And he purposely went there to try to find a Bigfoot.
No, he was there filming fresh tracks. They were there to film the Blue Mountain Trackway.
What does that mean?
There was some sets of tracks that people had found.
Bigfoot tracks.
Yeah, there was two sets.
But he was there to try to find Bigfoot.
At that time, they were just looking for fresh tracks. They never thought they'd see it, especially in the day.
Well, listen, man. Nobody wants to believe Bigfoot more than me. But when I look at that video footage, it looks fake.
Dude, you're tripping.
It looks like a guy in a monkey suit. I'm just being honest. Pull it up, Brian. Pull it up.
You're way off.
I think you're tripping off.
Do you think it's a real Bigfoot, Brian?
I know it's real. I saw one in the daylight.
Well, I'm not saying that Bigfoot's not real. There. I'm not saying that at all by any stretch of the imagination. Look, Jane Goodall believes Bigfoot's real. She said she believes 100% that there is some undiscovered primate in the Pacific Northwest. I believe those were her exact words.
What should I say?
Look up Bob Patterson Bigfoot footage.
Roger Patterson. Put up Patterson Gimlin stabilized.
Patterson Bigfoot footage, I'm sure, is good enough.
And put up stabilized because you want
that. That's not it.
Oh, that's it. That shit's real as fuck. That's funny. Mexican border Bigfoot footage. Here's a Bigfoot with a sombrero and a fucking bag of traffic. Yeah. That's hilarious.
We talked to a Border Patrol agent, though, that was tracking some illegals coming across and saw Bigfoot down the mountains down in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Original footage.
Okay, for one thing,
let's watch
when
this
she's
thing.
Walking. If you can see, that's not stabilized.
Yeah, they're going to stabilize it in a second.
Okay,
if you just go back, suit.
Dude, you're so off. The top expert guys in the world, like Chambers, that made let's see back a little bit more. Her foot, they have a double. If you look at that cast, they have a double ball foot, and you can see it. They just found this recently, right? There, you'd have to pause it.
Pause it when she's picking her foot up.
It's her left foot going down.
And it's a total girl, is that what they're saying?
Oh, dude, look at the hooters.
Big hairy ass tits. Listen, I would love to believe that that's a real Bigfoot. I really would. But it looks like a dude in a monkey suit.
Nah, dude. It's It's way bigger than a human.
Do they do the things that you guys do? That's one of the things I really enjoy about your show, is that when someone has a video that they think it's Bigfoot, what they do is they send Bobo out, and Bobo's always bigger.
Yeah.
Because you're a big dude, but you're always bigger than the what they thought was Bigfoot.
Except for coming up this season, one of the episodes coming up.
Oh, really? You got one?
It's way bigger than
Well, they
me.
Got smart. Season two, they wisened up. You know a lot of those people just want to be on TV, right? On that show?
No, a lot of them...
You don't think a lot of those people with their stories? There was one guy. I remember.
Some people, but most. Well, what happens is we go there, right? Like we have like a network all across the country, like Bigfoot researchers. There's like a lot of like academics, cops, like fish and game officials, like people that have seen it themselves, and like they get into it.
Have you seen it yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
When have you seen it?
The last one I saw. That's funny. The guy just called me. Was with this guy, Jamie J. He was. You ever seen maybe Black Hawk Down?
Yes.
He was the real life dude, the fifth grade squad leader that. Shot their way out, like came out of that rescue house and came out, met up with them, and then ran out front and shot his way out. Me and that guy were up there, and it was where I saw my only daylight sighting was right on Bluff Creek, where that was filmed. The Patterson film was filmed.
Really? So
yeah.
You saw one there?
I saw what that's the one when Monkey was playing that day in the brush where I thought she was going to get killed. Earlier in that day, the only reason I saw it was she was staring at it, was leaning out behind a tree, and I saw it leaning out behind a tree for like just that fat. It just was gone. I walked up there. And you can just smell that smell. It was one of the only times I really smelled that smell real thick you hear about. Because I haven't smelled that. Like, people always talk about that smell, but I've only smelled
it. Yeah, they call them skunk apes in some places,
yeah.
Right?
We think it's like a secretion gland. Like, they can, like, if they get agitated or scared or mad, it'll seep out. And, like, over millennia, human brain is, when that pheromone hits your brain, it just causes a total fear reaction.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So it's like, you know what a lot of people don't realize is that, like, the parts per million that a dog can smell of a person is very similar to what you can smell from a skunk.
Right.
It's really interesting because you really think about how strong a skunk smell is. You're in your car with the windows rolled up and you're driving like, oh, fucking skunk. And that's outside. It's outside, nowhere near you, and it's just a little tiny squirt. Well, a dog can smell a person like that.
Right.
That is a trip, man. That's a wild thing to think of.
Yeah.
And if we have a reaction to these things, like some primordial reaction to these things, and that gland is just like a skunk gland, just like something that squirts out that to us is like really distinct.
Right. Probably all animals fear that smell.
What was it like to you? Like, what was the smell like? Like, if you could describe it. Is it possible?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I walked through it to another time where it was real thick, where it just walked in front of us. Like, we missed it by minutes, where it walked in a broad day across a meadow in Hickory Apache Reservation. I smelled it there, too. It was like, it'd be like from here to the wall, and you could walk through it, and you'd just be like, ugh. And like, if there's no wind, right, because both these times there was not wind right then.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hung so thick, and it was like real musty, like a musk, and it was... kind of sour, kind of sewagey smell, like wet dog mixed with like bear, kind of like when a bear comes out in the spring when you smell bears when they come out of hibernation, and like that kind of smell.
Just a stinky animal, fucking funk.
But thick and like nut, and you would not, when people, because I didn't smell it for a long time. I was around them a long time until I smelled one. Like I'd seen them and heard them around me before I'd ever smelled one.
What's the first time you saw one?
The first one I saw was May 21st, 2001.
Where?
Up in Humboldt, up in the Bald Hills.
That's where you're from, right?
I'm from down here originally, but I moved up there in the 80s.
It's nice up there.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. So I was with this cop and this probation officer guy, and then my buddy, I was all excited to go out with these guys, and I just brought a Gen 2 Ukrainian night scope. That's when night vision and all that stuff was super expensive. It was like a real, nowadays it'd just be a piece of crap. You could probably buy one for $100, but I'd never had one before. So I was, except for like little cheap, you know, big five ones. And I left it on the porch when I was packing my truck to go out. We were going to go squatching for a week. And my buddy drove it up to me. We were only there 20 minutes. And it's a long story, dude.
No, it's okay.
It's, well, 5 nights before that, I'd had my first, for sure, like, unambiguous Sasquatch encounter where it scared, still to this day, it was scariest moment of my life. Like, hours.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see him, but I saw, like, when they ran at me, when they bluff charged me, there was like, it was pitch black, but like, you could just see black on black moving, like, you know what I mean? Like, you couldn't make out any form, but it was just a big black, couple black shapes. Like, it was like there was gaps in between the trees with starlight behind. There was just like, but they were so, it was just like a black blur. They ran on both sides of me. I've been doing howls and growls, and I've done them all the time. I'd never had, in hindsight, when we were logging up there, like probably about 7 years earlier, 6 years earlier, further down that ridge line, we'd been logging there one summer, and they'd come around us much, but I didn't realize what they were doing. I thought it was Indian. I thought it was pot grower Indian dudes up there because we were off the res. And there'd be knocks and whistles in the morning, and the Indian dudes wouldn't get out of the truck. But like, these dudes were like the baddest dudes on the res. Like, no one would fuck with these guys. And like, if someone's going to, they'd be, you know, confront whoever. What, like, these dudes were gnarly, burly Indian logger dudes. And they would just sit in the truck and not get out until the sun came up. Because we'd be up there sharpening our saws and stuff, getting ready, and just kind of stretching a little bit and just getting ready for the day. And they wouldn't get out of the truck with those whistles and knocks, and they'd sit in the truck. So I'd been around them, but didn't know it. And but this time it was, they came, I was doing howls, and this thing came from the north.
Now, when you say you were doing howls, for folks who haven't seen the show, you imitate like what you've heard in recordings and you, what you know
right.
They believe are primate howls that they attribute to Bigfoot.
Yeah, so you can. There's a bunch of those you can find on the internet. And I was doing those, and all of a sudden I thought I heard a wolf howling back, or like a wolf cross hybrid. My buddy used to have, you know, everyone used to have like a while back, seven-eighths wolf or like an eighth husky.
And they don't listen to you at all.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those things. And it was coming down the ridge, and it kept, then I go, it made some weird sounds, like almost like more coyote kind of sound, but it sounded different. And then I'll just never forget it. It kind of one that sounds sort of like mine, but different. It sounded way more primal and just gnarly, and it just goes. I just remember every hair in my body shut up. I just went, holy shit, I'm actually having a Bigfoot encounter. And the thing's been walking towards me. At that point, it had been walking at me for probably 20 minutes. I could hear it coming closer and closer, and it was just so loud. I was carrying forever. I was looking down over the Klamath River, and it just came. And when it came into the tree line, I was sitting in this meadow. I was like, there's a dirt road that runs along the top of the hill, and on the left side is Redwood National Park, and on the right side, it's timberland. There's a few ranch in holdings, old family in holdings in there. And I was sitting up there, and I was this Indian woman. There's a little Indian village near this dirt road about 12 miles down. Said she'd saw one. And when I was talking to my cop buddy, John Freitas, that day on the phone, he said, it was real. This is like cell phones in Humboldt back then were like real, unless you were right in the middle of town, didn't work too good. And I heard him say, yeah, May 21st, you know, blah, woman saw it run across the road, right? And I knew where she, because we logged up in there, I knew that whole area. I knew exactly what he was talking about. It was a big deer and elk meadow. So I was like, okay, shit, I know where that is. And I was like jammed up there. And I had the night scope. I sat there, and this thing came into the tree line. It started doing these crazy roars and screams, snapping trees. And it was, this thing was huge, gnarly, just, I couldn't believe it. And when it came in the tree line to my right at my 2 o'clock position, see what happened was like, it says, like if this is the dirt road here, there's this meadow that's kind of like crescent shaped, half moon. There was a little timber stand here. Brush and timber right here, and then there's a dirt road behind here. I was sitting on the other side of the road facing the meadow with my night scope, sitting in this beach chair looking out this way. This thing came in here at my 9 o'clock. I was facing this way. This came in by 9 o'clock, and right when it did, like this craziest roar and snapped this tree from over here at 2 o'clock, it was this gnarly power knock, just crack. They'll take a branch or something and just bash a tree or a stump or whatever, and we call them power knocks when they do that, or wood knocks when they're lighter, but just this full gnarly power knock. Boom!
Just to let you know, they could do that to your head, right? That's what
they're
doing.
Dude, if they were ever going to kill anyone, they would have killed me that night. Because,
or they're musicians.
Yeah, that's their. They have a really primitive band.
You know, it's, I've asked a lot of natives about that, like because they come around tribal dances and stuff. And so I've talked
they
to people.
Do?
Yeah, they'll like,
they're probably like, keep the noise down. What the fuck? We're trying to sleep out here.
They'll like kind of dig on it. They dig music apparently, but they from what I've heard, they don't make any kind of music.
What do they sound like? Like, what does the howl sound like?
The howl, God,
dude. Can you give us a version of the howl?
My version?
Yeah.
It only did mine once from way out, but it's kind of, should I do it? Or
yeah.
How far
yeah.
should I get back?
Yeah, back, yeah, like a little bit. Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Like, hey, now you're making me laugh.
Wow.
But I'd do it louder if we were outside.
There was the videos that, or rather the audio recordings that some people have gotten of screams in the woods that they have identified as primate.
Right.
You know, where was that they got those? Because it's pretty.
All over the.
Sounds like that.
Missouri, Mississippi, Florida.
How come nobody's
Virginia?
Gotten pictures of them, man?
They're shitty pictures. And cameras don't work like the human eye, right, too? It's like your eye focuses so quick and. And it, whenever, because they're so used to getting shot at, and they see us shoot at everything, I think they know what cameras are. But when they see something come up, they're just gone. Like they're not sticking around. They're not going to sit there. But there is videos. There's a lot of videos of them. But there is, like, we know people that have gotten them, but you can't tell. It's just so shitty, low quality, low res.
Right.
And like you know, it's they're almost always in the shadows. And like it'll be bright outside, then they're in the shadow. You know, people aren't using high quality gear.
Because if you hadn't personally had an encounter, at a certain point in time, you have to look at all these different people with their shitty photos and the things that don't really look like a Bigfoot.
Right.
They're showing you these.
Well, there's a lot of hoaxers and crazy people.
A lot of people, right?
Well, most is for sure hoaxers. Almost
but
all.
But isn't that annoying that you're dealing with? You're in a business where half the people are full of shit. Let's say
no,
half.
Not
we're
half.
Being nice.
No.
I think that's being nice. I
the
think
people
it's
that
more
are,
than
that
half.
People that research Bigfoot?
No, not research Bigfoot that have claimed to have seen him, I think. I don't think half of them are full of shit.
I don't no way, cuz there's I've talked to over 4,000 people that have seen him, and maybe 100 or 200 were trying to bullshit me.
Only 100 or 200 really?
Cuz this is before I was on TV and stuff mostly, you know what I mean? Like
right.
I'd just be talking about, you know, people in the community. Like I've talked to a couple of my professors when I was going to school. Had seen him.
We did
all
this,
kinds of people.
We did this thing once. You can't trust it. Once you put it on TV, like your show,
right.
You know, like well, I see people that you know raise their hands, and I'm like, this motherfucker is making this shit up.
Right.
Those town hall meetings.
Right.
When did you see a Bigfoot? Oh, fucking. They just like you could tell some folks will just make shit up to get on camera. And I did a show for CBS once. It was called Game Show in My Head. And one of the things we did was we would show up somewhere pretending to be a real news crew.
Uh-huh.
And the assignment that the contestant had was you have to get someone to agree to have seen something that they didn't actually see.
Right.
Because your witness took off and it's a UFO sighting. So you have to get someone, tell them you're going to put them on the news and say, listen, you know, we were about to film this guy. Do you think you could pretend that you had seen the UFO? Every fucking one of them said yes. It was crazy.
But you could tell, though.
You couldn't tell, man.
When you watched the playback, you couldn't tell they were bullshit.
It was no different than listening to people on your show talk about Bigfoot.
You know, there is a difference, though, because you know what's funny is a lot of we deal with a lot of law enforcement people because they go out to rural residences, like break-ins, like when they're stealing chickens or
right.
freezers, like breaking
into Bigfoot steal chickens
yeah,
and shit.
Whatever. Yeah, they're omnivores. And a lot of cops watch our the guy John Furtis, the cop I was out before, he's certified federally to be a deception expert. Mm-hmm. He trains other law enforcement agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard like other police training agencies, like where they teach them like deception, like what to look for when people are lying. And they watch our show for the witnesses, and they said they're surprised at how they aren't lying, almost all the ones they see.
How
over
my,
three
really?
Quarters.
Because I bet that guy sucks at that.
Other cops, other people that instruct on that.
I'm better at that shit than him.
I could just see Roscoe Pico. Yeah, I'm a trained, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm a trained expert in the laws and the arts of deception.
You're
going to sneak by me.
The Duke boys?
Like if that kind of officer said I was a trained professional. You know
how many
mean?
Times have you been out on a show though, where you're going like with the witnesses and you go, man, I think this guy might be full of shit.
Not we just did. I can't tell you which ones haven't. I don't think none of the ones that we aired. And dude, if someone was pulling a prank, believe me, they'd be crowing.
It's not
about
not
it.
A pulling the prank. Just they're crazy and they want a friend. Instead, they have a Bigfoot story.
Yeah, oh, we get there's some of that for sure, but you know, we don't put those people on the show. Like they might show clips of them at the town hall, but we don't go out to their spot with them. And a lot of those guys that we go out with, like they've already been vetted like several times. Like local BFRO investigators have gone there with the person, gone mm-hmm. over the whole sighting. Although we just did one on the show where we're pretty sure we don't know for sure, but we think we're pretty sure the dude's lying, you know.
Well, if you guys are sure the guy was lying, I bet he's fucking lying.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the like moneymaker. You've seen the show, right?
Yeah.
Moneymaker's just real stares at him and like you know, just takes.
It's funny that it's his name, first of all. His real name is Matt Moneymaker. That's hilarious.
His dad's a famous bankruptcy attorney here in Beverly Hills named Rich Moneymaker.
That's even funnier.
I know.
Rich Moneymaker.
The bankruptcy attorney.
I mean, if you were going to have a Coen Brothers movie and in it was going to be a plot line that involved a Bigfoot TV show, you guys would be perfectly cast. You know, you, Bobo the Sasquatch expert, is always bigger than the video.
Right.
Matt Moneymaker, the guy's name is Moneymaker. That alone sounds like a character. It's awesome.
Yeah.
How'd you guys all get together? Like, how did this show get started?
I hooked up with Matt through, well, he runs the BFRO. I don't know if you ever looked at that website, mm-hmm. Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. It's got like 50,000 sightings on it, whatever. And it was real hard to get in back then. Like, you know, and I was just like whatever, fisherman, logger guy, didn't have any credentials or anything like that. But I always went out and I knew a lot of the natives out there and I, you know, worked in the woods out there and I spent time out there and I talked to people and I just knew the lay of the land. So I hooked up with this guy, John Freitas, and then I was like a volunteer, whatever, with the BFRO for a few years. And then in 2003, they were filming that show, Mysterious Encounters, on Outdoor Life Network. It was Matt and Autumn. I don't know if you ever saw it. It was just one season.
Mm-hmm.
But Matt and Autumn were on it. Then I was on like three episodes with them. We were cruising around in Northern Cal. And then he made me like a whatever investigator. You had to get, you know, you had to go through steps to be an investigator. Like you had to know what you were talking about. And maybe now there's definitely people that are in the BFRO now. There's like several hundred people across the country. It's good because it's a broader net. But some of the people just don't have the woods experience. And like when they go out there, they don't, like people misidentify stuff all the time. Like, you know, a lot of the stuff I do when people tell me they're having Bigfoot action out there, you get out there and it's a bobcat in heat or there's a barred owl moved in, you know, and some barred owl
making. Wino.
Yeah, it could be. Just stuff like, or bear or whatever. But right. I'll say this, for all the times that people say they saw Bigfoot and it was a bear, I'll bet you there's way more times where people saw Bigfoot and go, I just saw a weird bear.
Right.
Because they brain came and processed Bigfoot. Especially before the 60s. There's my buddy Scott McLean lives right down here in Santa Monica. He's putting a book out and it's all like pre 1950 newspaper accounts. He's got like 1,500 of them from North America back to the 1700s of people reporting orangutans because it was before gorillas were discovered. Then once the gorillas were discovered, the description switched from orangutan to gorilla. Would be what they compare it to, or a wild man. There's wild man stories, like up in Humboldt, they call them, the loggers call them since the 1800s, wood apes and brush apes. There's a 130 something names up and down the West Coast with monkey or ape in the name, like Monkey Creek, Ape Canyon, Monkey Ridge, Ape Ridge. Like they're all over the place, and they'd get that name because that's where the brush apes lived.
Jesus, how fucking cool would it be if they actually got some real footage, some real honest to goodness, you can't fuck with it.
At least iPhone 1 footage.
And or captured one, or captured a Sasquatch, tracked one and dragged it out of
there,
the woods.
There's footage. They won't release it. We just went there. We did an episode there.
It won't release.
No, it's a tribe. They got on a security camera behind the casino.
What? And why won't they release it?
Dude, it's super heavy. The Squatch to the natives is,
listen, they're willing to do anything for money. Look what they did with these casinos. They'll take the money. They set up casinos down there. They just need to offer them some cash.
There's some tribes. There's a few tribes like that. But most of them, though, there's still old people in charge that like they listen to them about that kind of stuff, like cultural stuff.
So the Sasquatch video, if that's their culture, that you would never be able to release a video of it.
It's funny because I've talked to some tribes where they said that it signifies the end of the world if Sasquatch is brought in, like, captured.
What?
Yeah. It would be like, that's like their...
That life has gotten so crazy that someone caught a Bigfoot.
Or, you know, brought in a body, whatever.
Well, now this guy, who I think is full of shit, who's telling the story about shooting the baby, why wouldn't he just bring a piece of it with him? Why wouldn't he cut off a finger? If he's willing to kill one of these fucking things, like it's a dog or like it's a coyote or something.
Or why doesn't he just take the blood to another blood DNA person or a piece of hair or something.
Hack off its hand. Cut off its head, at that point,
his buddy came over was super pissed at him for shooting it.
Yeah.
And then they were starting to trip because it was at this point getting really dark. And they're just going like, okay, there's got to be another big... It takes two to make babies. There's got to be another big one. They definitely regret not bringing it because they could have brought the baby. Only weighed like 30-35 pounds.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't believe him. It sounds like horseshit. The guy doesn't have a photo of it. He shoots a Bigfoot and he's not going to bring something back.
Yeah, but
there's no way you would bring nothing back.
But they mapped the genome of that flesh sample he brought in.
Yeah, but that's some shit they found there after the fact. He didn't take it from the baby and bring it with him.
Right, yeah, yeah. There's no direct chain of custody, but, dude, you can't argue DNA.
Well, if you really do say that the DNA has been mapped and it is some new hominid.
Yeah, but isn't the woman crazy that's the DNA?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I mean that there's like at least there's some controversy about it.
There's some controversy about it,
if there's any controversy, just take it to like a regular DNA map.
Oh, it's already
like a known company.
There's other, and the other labs are coming up to the same conclusions as her.
What's her name?
Melba. Melba Ketchum. Ketchum. She has like DNA diagnostics down in Texas. Wow. But we went to a genetic lab recently with some hair from that back when that whole thing, like, you know, the video we told you about, the video where the 10-foot Bigfoot walks up to the dumpster. The thing's about 10 foot.
Yeah, where was this?
Oklahoma.
But how good is the video?
I never got to see it, but we know people that have seen it.
You didn't get to see it. Why haven't you gotten to see it?
It's locked in the vault, and the tribal chairman won't let anyone even see it anymore. Because what happened was word leaked out that there was a Bigfoot. There was Bigfoots, and when you go to this place in Oklahoma, it's what they travel the river routes. They follow the rivers. There's thick brush and bogs along the rivers, and they travel that, especially at night. And this casino was near enough to that they'd come up there, and they're real comfortable around natives because natives don't shoot at them very often. It's rare for a native to shoot at a Squatch. They respect, they leave them alone. They'll put out food for them and leave, is what they do.
And they don't have any photos of them either.
Some have. They're up in Humboldt, there was a family of some local Indians that shot footage just about from 400 yards away, and it's looking down. They're out scouting elk, and this thing, a female was feeding down in the bottom, eating some kind of vegetative matter. I'm not sure what it was eating, but she was digging something up, like it might have been some kind of root. And they filmed it for like 13, 14 minutes. But, you know, it's like 400 yards away, but the thing's probably about 7 foot tall and 400 pounds.
So this woman, Ms. Ketchum, who's doing this study, she's apparently putting it up for peer review. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
So she's made
the peer review is going on. Her conclusions are done. The peer review is going on right now. And Oxford University is one of the labs that's in on the DNA study now. There's, I can't say. I mean, it's their deal. I can't say what other labs are doing it. But you would know the names. There's a big public university. One of the guys that runs the genetic department's doing it, and their initial results are they're blown away.
There's a picture of a Bigfoot back. It's the best picture.
I think that's fake.
Is it fake?
I don't know. It might not be. I think it is.
What if Bigfoots were born very big and they only like were big like one day and they grew really small?
Brian,
the whole
shut the fuck up now.
Like they grew backwards or something.
Thank you, Joe.
You just broke every person's brain who's listening to this thing.
They're not from Ork.
How dare you? So your first encounter came after you were already obsessed with Bigfoot.
Totally.
What started it off? How did you become obsessed? I told you my story. I talked to a trapper and he told me it was real. Then I was fucking freaked out.
I saw the Patterson Gimlin film like on some TV show when I was about five. Because I remember I had just started kindergarten and I could get I could take books out at school. At that point, I was looking for Bigfoot books.
And it just caught you, like you would just became obsessed with it.
Yeah, and then I grew up down here. I was a surfer and all that, and you know, skate punk. And after high school, I was paddling outrigger canoes. If you know those Hawaiian canoes, outriggers.
I was
racing those, and we were like the top team in the country, and you know, doing like world championships and all that stuff. So I stayed down here longer, but I was wanting to move up to Humboldt because I was into surfing. And I liked big waves and. There was Bigfoot and Big Surf up there, and I was like, man, this place is killer. I'm going there. So I moved up there. Then I started did some logging jobs and started meeting people in the community and worked with some natives and kind of got in more and more and just really started delving in. Like if I heard about a report, I'd go check it out, talk to whoever I could. I'd have like Bigfoot shirts or hats I'd wear them, and people would come to me and go, "You believe in Bigfoot?" I'd say, "Yeah," and they'd say, "Yeah, I saw one time." It was crazy how many people you got in rural areas. How many people? And there's so much hard data for them. Like where you look where the sightings are, it's generally 90 plus percent of the sightings, over 90% of the sightings are, you can follow. It's like you look at it where there's 20 inches of rainfall or more.
That's where they live.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a bell curve what you'd see with a natural occurring animal for like foot size. God, I should have brushed up on this stuff. Usually I just have to think about saying something stupid on in front of a camera when I'm doing Bigfoot stuff. But
there's a lot impossible. Of data. You know, when you as soon as you start saying you believe in Bigfoot, it's impossible to have everybody take you seriously, right?
Fuck those people. They're wrong.
Well, eventually if it is a real thing, someone's gonna get something conclusive, right? And then you'll be justified. Well, what's the most conclusive thing besides the Patterson footage that I think is bullshit?
The enormous amount of footprints that have been cast.
For the folks on Ustream, he brought me a replica of the best footprint, and it's fucking awesome. If that really is from an animal, holy shit, is that thing big?
Yeah, and actually, I got a copy of the hand. It left a knuckle mark too, where it stepped up over a 4-foot step up. It went up and put its knuckles in the ground. I got that out in the car too. I could show you. But see those little ridge patterns? Only living flesh leaves like those ridge. A cutout foot or like a fiberglass mold would not leave that ridge pattern, that moisture.
Right. All this stuff right here. That
yeah.
On the flesh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, any tracker will tell you that.
Wow. So this, you think, is for sure legit Bigfoot footprint?
Oh, yeah. It's considered the best one. The best one without clear dermals. And that was cast by a Deputy Hereford in Graves County, Washington.
And when you say clear dermals, for folks who don't know, that's one of the most conclusive pieces of evidence for the scientific community that support the idea of a giant primate is dermal ridges that you have, like similar to fingerprints. You know, you have those on the bottom of your foot,
yep.
And these animals actually leave these in some of the tracks, yep. Which would be incredibly difficult to replicate.
Dude, Jimmy Chilcutt, he taught at the FBI labs. In Quantico, Virginia, like when you go through the academy, mm-hmm. He's the latent fingerprint expert, blah, blah. Well, they were trying to see, like when they found just a gun at a murder scene, there's prints on it, and like just no matches. He was the guy they used for 15 years. He went around and fingerprinted and footprinted every primate he could in zoos, research labs, and printed thousands of gorillas, orangutans, monkeys, chimpanzees, blah, blah. Gibbons, and so after all this time, it was because since they have a smaller gene pool and they don't interbreed, was the idea was they were trying to see, was there any pattern discernible to like Asians or Africans or Europeans or Native Americans? Like if they just found a gun with a fingerprint, was there anything that would show
where it's from,
like what race at least it
was? Right.
And the answer was no, but as a result of that study, he became the world's leading expert on primate. God, I'm going to say this wrong. Dermatoglyphics. Dermal ridges. Yeah.
Right.
I get a little tongue. I get tied up on some of that stuff. But I can spell it. But and so anyways, he's testified in court for like smuggling cases. You know, people bring it in and they'll say, no, this animal was born here. And
right.
He can go in and show the fingerprint spot. And so he studied the tracks. And this guy's put people away in over 400 capital cases. He was the expert witness on where the evidence was fingerprints. And he went on Discovery Channel and said, I stake my professional reputation and name on that these are genuine. There's an undiscovered primate leaving these tracks. And when people were saying like, well, you just opened up like, you know, yourself to like have like, or these 400 convictions you've gotten. Now the defense lawyers can say, this guy's crazy. What?
Right.
And he goes, I can prove it in court. So he's not even worried about it. And he hasn't had to, but he said he could.
What's interesting to me is the idea that there could be an undiscovered animal and that someone someday is going to bring it in, just like they have with this the big chimpanzee that was alleged in the Congo. It's called a bondo, actually. Bonobos are the little ones.
Oh, okay.
They're like a cousin
right.
to a regular chimp.
Yeah, yeah.
They fuck a lot. They're the crazy
yeah.
horny ones.
Yeah.
The bondo apes are these
right.
giant chimps.
Or Bilibi.
Billy, B-I-L-I, yeah, yeah. They're in a part of the Congo That's really, really fucking hard to get to. And since the 1900s, there were stories of these big, giant gray chimps. And that was from the Michael Crichton movie, The Congo. They, right. they actually depicted these things in there, these big, giant
And they'll walk chimps. Bipedal sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. This is a,
they're called lion killers in the yeah, native tongue.
Exactly, yeah. They have two words for chimps. They call them tree beaters or lion killers. Right. And there's some chimps. They have photos of dead ones. I mean, these are real, legit, 100% real primates that are still like very, very controversial. It's right. it's still there's a lot of people that didn't know they existed until the 90s. weren't sure until Carl Armand, who's a Swiss wildlife photographer. He got some evidence, some bones and some stuff, and then became obsessed with it and started going there. But he has camera trap photos of them.
Right. They have but not until the 2000s.
Exactly, exactly.
And he brought back some yeah. plaster casts like those that weren't even as good as this.
Right.
And there's more evidence for Sasquatch than those Billy Apes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's actual real good photographs of these Billy Apes, though. High
now
resolution.
Now there is.
But the point is that for the longest time, people were saying that this was bullshit. Right. And now they know 100% that this is real. And the Congo has people living in it. You know, right. There ain't nobody living in these
Not
places.
Not up there too much, though. Up in that area, they're just pushing in there now. Like, you know, there's still tons of virgin timber they're cutting down up there. And
Right. But the Congo's so huge, too. It's another thing people don't realize. It's like literally almost as dense as the entire distance between California and New York. Like that there's that much Congo.
Really?
It's fucking enormous.
I know it's that big.
Yeah, I might be wrong.
Oh, you're not the country, but the Congo
the
basin.
Congo, the Congo.
Congo River Basin.
The jungle, the rainforest.
Right, okay, I thought you were talking about the country. But the Congo Basin.
That animal being something that was mythological and now is a real thing, does that give you guys hope? Does that like make Bigfoot people like, oh yeah, see, bitch? There's some shit out there that you couldn't find.
I used to be pretty militant, like sometimes violent in my defense of the Sasquatch existence, but I don't even worry about it. I've seen them, and I know there's enough tissue samples in there now getting examined. There's so much going on. There's a lot of hair experts getting in on the hair because they've I'm not sure exactly what it is, but something about the platelets where they line up. They've gotten better microscopes or something. They can see them better. I'm not sure what it is, but these hair experts are getting really into the Sasquatch hair because it's unique. There's nothing that matches it there's just certain characteristics about Sasquatch hair that's like every sample that's legitimately gets handed in, doesn't try to be horse or bear or whatever, but every sample gets turned in has these same characteristics. And there's a joint study going on, like different experts in that field who are working around, like from different countries even, that are all examining these hairs and like marking these markers and it's like they're real excited about it.
You know what's really going to be interesting when the skies are filled with drones and the drones can take images of anything anywhere they want at any time and they just fucking send them over the Pacific Northwest.
They already kind of have that with everyone having cell phones. That's just the thing that I just don't understand. If there's so many people that see this and there's still no photos. And yeah.
So there's like, photos.
And like the hair.
Not good photos.
The hair and the blood and everything like that. I know that it doesn't take that long for it to get, you know, for them to say, you know, this is deer blood. This is so-and-so blood. This is so-and-so blood. But if they're all saying that it's unknown, then why have they? Has there been multiple agencies that have like put out reports about this, or is there any, you know,
what
these
the fuck are you talking about, son?
like
I know what you're saying.
Like if there's been so many blood samples and hair samples, and they're all being tested, and they can't find out what this blood is, because they could, it doesn't take that long for them to take blood and go, this is deer blood.
Uh-huh,
you know,
right.
So if they're all saying like, hey, we don't know what this blood is, have they been giving out like statements or press reports or, you know, stuff about this? Is there information out there about them saying we don't know what this blood is?
Yeah, there is. But the other thing you got to understand is like the science world is so political and so backstabbing and they're so afraid to like do something unconventional because you just get barred in the field that they're real reticent to like do stuff like that. But there are some that have, like Dr. Fehrenbach and some others that have, and there's others that look at it and they won't. There's a lot of people that work in the Bigfoot field anonymously, like other scientists that collaborate with them, mm-hmm. that just don't want to deal with any ridicule or, you know, not get promoted or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I watched a documentary where a doctor, some sort of a professor at a university, was talking about the fact that even though he supports Bigfoot, he does it very reluctantly. He supports the idea that Bigfoot exists. He goes, because quite honestly, until one's discovered, until there's conclusive proof, he says it's just a point of ridicule. It's just one of those things.
Are you talking about Dr. Meldrum at Idaho State?
I don't know where he's from, but
yeah, he's. And he's a genius. He's written like four books on foot anatomy, how humans have gone from evolution, how we went from quadruped to bipedal. Mm-hmm. He's like the foremost expert guy in the world on that. And he was actually one of the guys at the body recovery site with us when we went up in there. And he believes the shooter story also. He was there. Like everyone that week came away believing him.
Why did he bring something back?
It's
silly.
I'll tell you later off the air.
Okay. All right. Well, there's some sort of a secret, ladies and gentlemen, that I can't share with you. It might be the answer to this whole crazy puzzle.
It just would answer something a little bit. Well, they were pounding beers, and they had just saw that warden guy, and they didn't want to, like, they had a drive to get back to camp, and they had a – the dude was afraid of getting a DUI or something because they're, you know, whenever you're out in the woods, like, you know, just drinking beers, driving around, right, shooting out the truck, whatever.
Jesus Christ. And those are the guys that shot a Bigfoot baby.
I know. Well, only the one guy did. The other guy was anti the whole time.
And other than that, like, what is a good piece of evidence that someone can look at?
Freeman footage. I'm convinced that's real.
Freeman footage. What is Freeman footage?
Paul Freeman was the Mill Creek watershed up in the Blue Mountains of Northeast Oregon and Southeast Washington. There's this huge area, like a lot of municipalities have their own water districts, and they'll own, like, you know, tens of thousands of acres of watershed land. And you're not allowed up in there because it's a water supply. They don't want like diesel in it or anything. And he was the patrol guy up in there, and he was seeing Bigfoots finding their tracks and actually seeing them in the daylight up there. So he started carrying a video camera, and he got footage of that. And I'm 100% convinced that's real.
Brian, pull that shit up. Freeman Bigfoot footage. And this is from the 90s.
Yeah, and then he has another clip that he died. He got diabetes and died young about 15 years ago. But he has another clip where he falls down and starts screaming, kind of crying. He gets bluff charged for one. He gets it real close. The big male comes up at him like full gorilla style charge. And he got footage of it, and he never released it because he looks so bad in it. You know, he got, you know, piss his pants or something.
I just saw something in the woods.
Look at that.
And those tracks were authenticated.
Can't see much up through here. I hear the brush popping and stuff. Oh, there he goes.
I keep watching.
Jesus. Get up here where I can see him real quick.
Yeah, it's pretty. From watching these videos, like whenever I think I'm potentially filming a Bigfoot, I never take the camera off of it.
Where the doggone thing went? It crossed right up there.
It probably dropped on the ground.
Yeah. I just wonder. It should be right here. Somewhere.
Does he see it again, or is that it?
I don't think so. Oh, is that it?
What makes you convinced that that's real?
Just like the size of it and the way it moves. People went back up there and said it was well over 7.5 feet tall. I don't know where the comparison video is for it, but people did go up there, and then right after that, they ended up clear-cutting that whole thing and putting like a campground right there. They were actually staking it out. There's like some ribbons. You can see like flag tying on a couple of the trees. It was marked for being turned into a campground.
That to me looks way better than the Wright Patterson or the Wright Patterson Roger. Air Force. Roger Patterson footage, just because it's not as clear.
And you know, the other thing about the Patterson Gimlin film is you're seeing the copies you're seeing on TV are like every time they make a clone copy, it loses like 30% up to 30% resolution for the crystal on the out. The original Patterson, the original footage piece, which no one knows where it is now, probably Al Dattley has it, is really clear.
Clearer than that.
Oh, what you see on TV, a lot of, like, Nat Geo did a good digitization of it, and they've shown that. That's like the clearest version you can get now. But, like, the stuff you'd see on TV back in the day, like, when you watch, it'd be all blurry.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, the original's not blurry.
Who's this guy, Bob Hieronymus, that says that he was the gorilla?
Douchebag, alcoholic guy. That
just a liar.
Gimlin's neighbor. It's like, dude, okay, you know what? The whole Kennedy assassination's over. I'm the one that shot Kennedy. It was me. You know, case closed.
So he's just some crazy dude who's trying to take
He's not crazy. He's just...
asshole.
He's just kind of a... Yeah, he's pretty much
It's a pretty dicky move. If really was a Bigfoot, if it really was a video of a live Sasquatch, and this motherfucker's running around pretending that he was a part of a hoax.
Well, he's... There's a this guy. If you're into this, you can look it up. Roger Knight wrote I forget what it's called now. He wrote like a 74-page thing where he interviewed Hieronymus and went through and tore apart his story. He's made like five different statements about how the costume was constructed.
Well, Gimlin said that it was possible that it was a hoax. He said, well, he was older. He says, I was totally convinced no one could fool me, and of course I'm an older man now, and I think there could have been the possibility of a hoax. But it would have had to have been really well planned by Roger. That's what he said.
I've talked to him. I was just with Bob this weekend. Right. He's the raddest. I swear to God, dude. He was one of the first guys right with Evel Knievel. He was like a daredevil guy. Like, he's just a rad guy and salt of the earth. And we were asking him about that, and he said, you know, the way the questioning was going, he was just getting badgered with it. He said,
right,
like, there's always a possibility you could be hooked, but he's like, I know what I saw. The thing was, I was looking at it eye level from my horse. There's B-roll footage where, you know, they ride the horse next to the tracks, and the horse prints are not going as deep as those footprints.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think these fucking things eat?
Everything. Everything a bear eats. They're omnivores. They'd obviously have a high caloric intake to be that big. And, you know, so that in the wintertime, they probably eat more meats. Like, they'll hunt deer, elk. They'll even hunt bear, black bear.
They hunt them.
Yeah,
they hunt. Would they use tools? Do they use weapons?
Sometimes, like, we've seen, like, some evidence where they've, where the elk, they'll flush deer or elk out of a meadow. They'll come running. You know, they'll take the same routes every time. And one will be on the other. Like, one will roar at one side. Like, hunters have said they've been up, you know, bow hunters creeping up on a little herd in a meadow or something, and all of a sudden there was this god-awful roar, scream come from one side. They all run to the other side, and there's like, whack, you know. And you've seen, like, where they'll just take a club, and as the deer go running by, just club them in the front legs and shatter their front legs, and then go over and break. They'll break the neck. When they kill them, they break the neck.
So they kill them with objects. They use tools. A log or something.
I think most of the time they just use their bare hands. Then
they're that big? They can kill a deer with their bare hands?
Easy. They'll pick them up. They'll take a full-grown elk and sling it over their shoulder and walk off with it.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I've heard so many stories. Like, dude, not from people that are, like, trying to bullshit me. Like, you know, just people telling what they saw. And, like, you know, obviously there's some people that, like, you can go, that guy's full of shit or whatever. But I'm talking, like, genuine people that you're talking to just going, like, this guy's not shitting me. And you hear these stories, and I've never seen him kill. I've only seen one really moving good, and it was at night. It was on the Hickory again, the Hickory Apache Reservation.
How many times have you seen Bigfoot?
Probably a half dozen, but only one time in the daylight, and I didn't see it. It just was standing there, and I turned my head, and it was gone, and I didn't see it again. That's when I smelt real good. And then the one at Hickory I saw in 2004, it came. We had all these infrared cameras and stuff pointed at the tree line, and it walked across this alfalfa field and came into our camp. Everyone was down to fire. It was kind of a spread-out camp. We were at the chief of police he was the coordinator for all law enforcement on the Hickory Apache Res. And we were on his property, and no one's, this dude was a badass. He got in trouble for being a little too, you know, like, he, you know, beat the shit out of people. You know, like if he couldn't prove some guy broke into some old lady's house. You know, it's a res. Everyone knows what's going on. Everyone, this guy's on meth, whatever. You know, he's stealing. And if he couldn't prove, like, if he couldn't catch the guy, he would just take him outside and beat the shit out of him. Like, one of those guys. So no one's coming up to this guy's ranch. He was the very end ranch. Then it was a Continental Divide behind there. And it went for, like, 25 miles to the next set of houses. And this thing came from the Continental Divide side, came walking up. And I didn't see it walk up. I wasn't aware of it until we had this guy who was a Special Forces colonel in the Special Forces. Not the guy, not Jamie, the guy I was with when I saw the one on Bluff at night. And I thought it was him dressed all in black and just wearing, because it was below freezing, we're like 9,000 feet. And I thought it was him all bundled up wearing like a Parker. I wasn't sure, but just it was all black. I was going, what's he doing? Because I could hear fingernails going up and down the side of a tent, like, zh, 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 you know, like that fabric, just with fingernails and that fabric sound, nylon. And it was going around the tent, and then it got over to the front where it was our bait tent. We were keeping all the food we were putting out for bait. It was kneeling down. I'm like, why? And it looked like he was, because it walked. Can I get up for a second and show you?
Yeah.
I was watching it for a while, and I had night vision around my neck, and I didn't, because you didn't. You don't want to be like the creep, like get caught staring at someone through night vision at night, you know?
Right.
So I didn't even look. I thought it was just one of us. I mean, it walked like a man, except for it. It was walking like a man, but it looked like he was looking on the ground for something. But I think it was in hindsight, knowing how careful they are about where they step, not to step where they leave. They're real conscious not to leave tracks like that for the most part. And I think it was looking where it was stepping, so it wouldn't step in something and leave a print, but. It was just walking like this.
So it needs to step in like mud or something like that to leave a...
When it walked like this the whole time. But it walked like a man. They would kneel down, like just get on one knee like that and mess around at the front of the tent. And then went over to this tent where the only girl that was camping there was going to her tent. Going back and
it's forth. Hard for people to hear you when you say this.
Sorry. It was going back and forth. And I watched it for about 5 minutes and the moon was coming. There was almost a full moon. I can't remember the exact moon, but... And it was walking, and then the moon was just about to hit the field. It was an old alfalfa field this guy had, and he would plant it, but the deer and elk were so thick up there, he just gave up and let them eat it. He just quit farming it, and there's just alfalfa growing for like 100 acres. And so this thing walked back across the field. As the moonlight was coming down, it just walked real fast. I thought it was the colonel. I go back down to camp, and I was going, and... They're like, was that you throwing rocks, pebbles at us? There was pebbles being thrown down by the guys. They thought it was me. And like, you know, if you're a squatch, you don't screw around. Like, you don't do like, hey, let's fool this guy. Or you just don't do shit like that if you're out, or you'll get banned. You don't want to go out there.
If you're a squatcher, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
The verb or the.
Right. I thought you were saying if you were a squatch, like saying.
Oh no! If you're a squatcher,
they throw rocks at people.
Is oh yeah, dude. Thing?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And so I'll just finish real quick. It walked away, and I go back down there, and everyone's there. Had this guy that was bigger than me go stand by the tent. I went back to my original position. He was walking around the tents, and I didn't, you know, something that's 7 foot or like 6.5 foot, it's not real clear. I hadn't made mental notes how exactly big these tents were, and if someone was walking around, how big they'd look in scale. So, but when I saw this guy, I was about 6'5 or so down there walking around the tent. He was just dwarfed by this thing. I mean, it wasn't that much taller, maybe like, you know, 6'9", 7 foot, but just the bull, it was just easily twice the weight of him or more, easily, at least.
And where'd this thing go?
It walked back and just walked straight across the meadow, and the moonlight, just as it walked past, the moonlight popped up and started hitting that whole area, and it just went back in the woods. And my dad, who was a total skeptic, he came out there just to, you know, camp for a week and have like a father-son trip. He actually heard him like talking. And not right then, but then a night before that, he'd heard them talking, like a couple of them up there, and like they were actually
talking.
They do like this gibber. You ever heard the Sierra sounds?
No.
I got it in the car. I'll burn you a copy. These guys got hours of recordings in the Sierra Nevadas of them jabbering away. And those things are being translated by military translators right now. There's a breakthrough on that front too. There's all kinds of breakthroughs going down right now.
So this sound that they make, was it anything like what this other guy was talking about? The guy who says he shot a baby says they were like mumbling, like almost like they were deaf.
Yeah, he said that they sound like they were profoundly deaf. I've heard him do this a few times, and it sounds like to me what it sounded like to me was kind of like maybe like a monkey trying to talk Chinese, something like that, you know.
That's funny. A monkey trying to talk Chinese.
Yeah. But like more grumbly though, like more. And I've heard the low mumble. They mumble. Like.
So the idea is that they have a language or they just.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the natives. And you talk to any native anywhere and they'll tell you, yeah, they have a language. And they can understand certain words we say.
They can understand certain words we're saying. But we don't have a video of one of these things. We don't have.
Dude, the Patterson Gimlin, the Freeman.
Yeah, but they could be bullshit. They could
Okay, Freeman, I'm not so sure, but I can tell you for. Yeah, there's been. And there's other breakthroughs going down on the Patterson Gimlin film.
What is the breakthroughs?
They've actually found some of the original trees that were back behind. There's been so much regrowth that these guys. This guy, he's the state park ranger, like the ranger cop up there for Humboldt Redwoods. Him, Robert Letterman, then another guy, Steve Strupert, the guy that owns Bigfoot Books there in Willow Creek, spent 2 years going out there and going over the site and finding, and they actually found some of the original trees that are obscured. You can't see them from the creek bed anymore because it's been 43 years or whatever, 45. And they're all grown up, and they found trees in the background that are in the original PG film, so... We're going to go in there and with all this like 3D laser scanning stuff, they're going to be able to get a three-dimensional view of the whole creek. Go back in, plug in the PG film, like overlay it, mm-hmm. and they'll get a three-dimensional like, to like a half inch how big the subject in the film is.
Well, what if it's only 5'10"? Then what do you do?
If it's only 5'10", I don't know. I just don't see that happening. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I trust Bob. You know, because Bob Gimlin's a really good friend of mine. He was
right, but he himself said. But you said that he was badgered. And
yeah, but he'll tell that. You'd love this guy. You would love to hang out.
I bet. I would. I mean, I believe him. I'm not saying he's full of shit, but that
right.
that there's been a lot.
He says of no thing. Way. He said there's no way. He yeah. said it had to be over 500 pounds. And this guy's expert hunter, and he's like watching the muscles move. There's like 9 different muscle movements you can see in the video.
Yeah, but isn't that possible? You just put some fake muscles on it?
Dude, the guy Chambers that made Planet of the Apes back in the 60s when that was made said he could not do that. He could not. He went to his deathbed and said, because there was always a rumor that he did it. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, nope, I never did it. He goes, I wish I could have done that. And you're talking about two cowboys, dude. Roger was like unemployed at the time. Coming up with Roger did buy a costume from... I think his name was Philip. His name was last name was Morris out in North Carolina. He made a gorilla suit. And dude, it's a shitty $400 gorilla suit. And it was for recreations in his documentary. Mm-hmm. And that's not the suit that he wore in. So, anyways, there's controversy around it for sure. But there's always people looking to like.
I just wish there was some better shit.
Oh, we all do. And you know, there's some footage that's gonna be coming out that's in conjunction with the DNA study. It's called the Kentucky footage, and I've only seen part of it. But people that have seen it say it's the real deal. There's a face shot.
How many do you think are alive? If you had a guess.
Well, we're going to start getting some hard evidence on that due to the DNA samples. But I would say there can't. People say there's got to be at least 2,000 just to have as many as there are around in North America, and you're talking Canada, and Canada's big too. I'd say my guess would be probably 4,000 to 6,000 in North America.
How the fuck are there 4,000 to 6,000 things and no one has a good shot?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, because for one thing, dude, you're shit. There's you're looking at some giant ape man. You're shitting your pants. People freeze. They're like,
where do they sleep? You think do they make caves?
They'll sleep. They definitely go to caves in extreme weather, really cold, real hot. Native state where we live, they use these. There'll be fires in southern Humboldt and smoke pops out in southern Oregon. You know, 150 miles away, these caves are all connected.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the biggest cave complex in the world. But that wouldn't explain everywhere. But
that's pretty badass. I didn't know about that.
Your microphone. You're talking on the side of your mic.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I didn't know about that. That's interesting.
So they sleep in caves. All the natives tell us that they bury their dead in caves and will like pile it with rocks. Just put big rocks, no man could move, and in places where no machinery is going to go either. And they'll just cover the cave up.
Well, we need to find out where the fuck those caves are, dig them up, and find some Bigfoot bones.
That's what we were going to do with those cadaver dogs, is because we knew like if that was the male that was shot, because the rumor going around is that it was the mom, but the DNA shows it was a male. It was the father. So
maybe it was the grandpa.
Or grandpa, whatever.
He's old and fucked up, hunched over, no muscle tone.
We'll see. So... Anyways, if we could have got those, I'm sure, I can't imagine them, if it was as big as you said it was, I couldn't see them carrying it more than a mile or two, you know, from there and then finally, and there was cliffs down the backside, there was other cave entrances around, and they know that area like no one else, and who knows where they put it, but I can't imagine them carrying a 600-pound carcass that far.
Right, but you got to assume, too, that, you remember that movie Grizzly Man?
Did
you
see that movie? I love it.
Great movie. Where the dude, they shot a grizzly, and when they came back just, I think it was a couple months later, there was nothing
left. Right.
Little tiny pieces of bone. You know, I mean, even a 600-pound Sasquatch or something, if you left the bone behind in the jungle, or in the woods, rather, it's not going to last for long.
No.
There's a whole ecosystem, a whole cycle set up. Like people say, well, where's the dead ones? Well, where's the dead mountain lions?
Right.
We know there's mountain lions, okay? And mountain lions live way closer to people and civilization. I mean, they're like at the edge. They killed a mountain lion in Santa Monica a couple months ago.
Right.
There was a mountain lion sighting in my neighborhood a couple weeks ago. There's mountain lions.
Remember the tiger that got loose up off the 101? That 600-pound orange tiger. It ran loose for 3.5 weeks in a 6 by 2.5 mile stretch of you know, up there. They had helicopters. They brought in the six best track teams for fishing game with their dogs in all of California. Came in, but it was raining. It was winter. I don't know if you remember, it was raining. But they looked for that Bengal tiger for 3 weeks right there off the, off the freeway, in, you know, between Malibu and the valley, and couldn't find it until it walked up to somebody's backyard and was staring at her poodle.
Dude, what a fucking terrifying look that must have been. Looking for a giant Bengal tiger that hasn't eaten in a week.
Right.
Or 2 weeks, or whatever the hell it is. And it's wandering around. So every corner you turn, that might be it. Every time you go down a back alley, that might be it.
Dude, we were just in a tiger preserve in Sumatra looking for the orang pendek.
That's a different sort of
totally
hominid.
Different, totally
smaller,
way smaller.
Yeah,
and they're not related. I don't. Well, you know, we're all related at some point, but.
And is there evidence of this thing?
Oh, dude, that's of all cryptids, that's the one that all scientists agree is. Dude, the lady that runs the UN program down there for like wildlife survey, she's seen it 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does she say it is?
It's some kind of upright orangutan that walks on 2 feet. It's about a meter tall or so, but up to like 200, like maybe 3.5 feet tall, but 200 pounds, ball of muscle.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so we were out there at night, and we couldn't get any of the locals to go out. The porters, they were scared to death to go out because those tigers, they're man-eaters. They'll hunt, they eat man.
The tigers, yeah.
Yeah, we were out there at night looking for orang pendek, and they...
So you guys went out at night?
In the tiger preserve.
You did?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. What were you thinking? That's crazy.
I was thinking it's going to take Moneymaker.
Do you think it was going to get him first?
I was hoping.
Why? Is he the slow one?
A little slower than me.
Slower than you. He's, yeah, everybody's slow compared to a tiger, man.
Dude, you know, they said, I said, well, we're in a big group. They're like... The last guy got eaten out here like the month before or whatever, they were walking in a group. They went out a group of 15 people and it jumped right in the middle, landed on a guy, crushed his skull, ran off to the guy dead.
Well, you know what he did once? I used to do a bit about it in my act. There was a boat, and I forget how many guys were in the boat, but this tiger swam out to the boat 3 times, killed 3 fucking people.
Yep.
Before it got tired of doing it. Swam out, climbed in the boat, killed a guy, dragged his body ashore, jumped back in the water, swam out to the boat, killed another guy, and they're just rowing like a motherfucker trying to get away from this thing. They just got bored.
That was just one night.
Yeah, just one day.
They hunt those boats. I mean, those are illegal wood guys, and they hunt, those guys get they get eaten all the time.
They could swim like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
I did not know that they could swim like that.
They're the aquatic cat.
That's a scary animal, man.
They're gnarlier than polar bears.
Yeah, they're right up there. Yeah. The thing about polar bears, though, is that they just start eating you.
Right.
They don't kill you first. A tiger at least has the good grace to crush your windpipe and take you out quick. Polar bears eat you dick first.
Right.
They just start chewing on any part they can hold down, just like a salmon.
Yeah.
You were saying something crazy before that you have to leave salmon out for Sasquatches in some places, or they throw rocks at people.
Yeah. When you talk to the native, my thing was always going to the tribes and talking like as many elders as I could. Most of them, it's changing now more and more. A lot of the elders that talk to me now say the kids today are like, they're all into hip hop, like NBA, like don't give a shit about any of the traditions or the stories or the knowledge. And they just want to be like, they want to be
westernized.
Like, totally. And so they said they would never tell me. They were told never tell white people, but they'll tell me because I'm respectful of the subject and I'm into it and I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what you hear is you'll hear all these things like, well, my grandma was around, they used to do this or they used to do that. But the one thing that they still do up and down the whole Pacific Coast, from California to Alaska is the native. You talk to any of those net pullers when they put the gill nets across the rivers, when they pull the nets, and if they don't put a salmon up on the bank, on the other bank for the squatch, that it'll come down and throw rocks at them or pull the net in and take all the fish.
Well, what they should do then is do that and then bring cameras. Don't leave them any salmon and bring cameras, and boom, you got Sasquatch. It seems like they bait them. They want them to get this food. It's an offering, right?
But they don't. They never. They almost never see them take it. They'll only take it when you're not there. But
well, you can set up cameras.
Right.
Set up some cameras. Leave a fish. That seems like the easiest way in the world.
They're Jedi's, man. Like they. It's so crazy. We don't know if it's the electromagnetic field around things they pick up on, but they are hip to a lot of. But they have walked in front of game cameras before and stuff. So
they
Yeah, we just there's some game cam photos out there.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the where can I find those? Game camera photos.
I might even have one. This guy might have just sent me one the other day. I might have one on my phone.
Yep, Bigfoot was one of the first things that Google pulled up. Isn't that funny? Game camera photos, Bigfoot was one of the very first things. You know why? Google knows I'm a retard.
Dude, it says you're a smart guy.
Oh, this is one that's totally fake as fuck.
Well, wow. Most of them are... We just saw. I don't think this one's on the internet yet. This guy.
Wow, this one's trippy. This one looks like a monkey. It's like something on four legs.
Oh, that's fake.
It's fake.
Yeah.
No, they have to walk on two legs or they're not real. They're not legit.
Oh, no, they go on four sometimes for sure. They'll knuckle walk, especially the young ones.
Yeah, some of these look really fake. God. Which ones do you? How do you discern whether they're fake or real?
God, I wish I. Could get a hold of Cliff and have him send you one right now. A lot of the best ones, dude, people don't... You'd be surprised. Most people aren't looking for fame and fortune like with this. Most of the stuff that gets caught... Oh, the Magellan... We went to the Magellan Rim, dude. You know, you talk about, you know, the Pacific Northwest. The fifth largest pine forest in North America is in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah. The Magellan Rim, that's where this is. Oh, this might have even been the video we did. No.
What are you slowing down to a quarter speed? What is this? I don't see shit. It's hard when we take something from YouTube, though, and put it right on a monitor and blow it up.
I'm not even sure what that video is.
All the footage, that's with Bigfoot, none of it's in, like, the HD or anything like that. It's always, like, this, you know, really low quality.
How convenient.
You know what's funny, dude, is that the best DNA sample from Asia came from Destination Truth. You know that TV show, Destination Truth?
Yeah.
It's kind of hokey, whatever. They just aired it, I think, the Vietnam episode,
mm-hmm.
And our team's gonna go there because the thing ran past the cameraman at the base camp, ran right by him on the side, like a big 8-footer, and they got four good footprint casts because it stepped in mud in a couple spots. And
really,
yeah, they got that's the.
And this is Destination Truth.
Yeah, the Vietnam episode. I think it just aired like last night or the night before or something. I don't know. I was up in the mountains, so I wasn't.
And it's a Bigfoot?
It's a Vietnamese one. They call them rock apes. So the non-vets call them rock apes because they... You ever read about that?
How the Vietnamese Bigfoot. No, I've never heard rock apes.
Oh, did you talk to any of those old LERP guys or any of those old like the Ford Ranger guys and the, you know, behind the enemy lines guys, or even guys, just regular army guys, when they were up in the Northeast, like in the Hmong territory, the rocks would throw apes at them. They call them rock apes. They'd throw rocks at them.
They found several footprints, and they also caught something on thermal imaging that might have been a bipedal creature. It says, however, in the end, Gates couldn't be sure that they found evidence of a batutut. Is that what they say?
I don't even know how they say it.
Batutut, which led some viewers to vent their frustrations on Twitter. Well, people vent their frustrations on Twitter no matter what you do. I don't even want to read Twitter after all the what-ifs that we've thrown in today on the Bigfoot front.
Just read the smart people.
What if Bigfoot was capable?
I don't have a smart filter. I need a smart filter for Twitter. The idiots, they should have their say, too, as long as they're not cunts. You know? Right?
I honestly don't read any reviews. I don't read anything. I don't look at any of those Bigfoot websites.
Really? How come?
It's just, you know, it's like... you know.
You must get tired of people saying that you're crazy, Bigfoot's fake. Because, like, I said that I was going to talk to you about this today because all my life, like I've said, I've read so many books on Bigfoot. I've watched so many documentaries. Right. I've always been fascinated by it.
Right. Shows you're smart. And
immediately people are like, fucking Bigfoot's fake, fucking Bigfoot's fake. Like, no, you don't know Bigfoot's fake. You're just a dick.
Right.
You want everything to be negative, you fuck.
Right.
You
know? Yeah, there's a lot of negative. Well, you know, it's like when people say, well, I think that this is my theory. It's like I've studied this thing for, like, you know, over 30 years and spent 25 years looking in the field actively. And, I mean, I know they're real. I've seen them for myself. I've heard them. I've talked to thousands of people that have seen them that are legitimate. I mean, I've seen them myself. I know they're real. And so when people go, well, I think this, and I have some half-brain, like, they just thought of it in 5 minutes. And it's like, well, that's like me going to some, like, you know, astrophysicist guy in a that's in a lab with, you know, a giant telescope looking up, you know, 30-foot telescope looking at the stars, studying, you know, he's got a PhD in astronomy. And I go, I think the moon's made of cheese. That's what I think. That's like when people come to me and tell me what they think about Bigfoot, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man. It's one of those things where I would imagine it would get really annoying if that was your life's dedication. Like, I can say I believe in Bigfoot, and people call me an idiot. I'm like, whatever. I'm fucking
really?
Host of Fear Factor. I'm the fucking stand-up comedian. You know, there's a lot of evidence I'm probably an idiot. You know, the Bigfoot thing is just one little piece of the puzzle.
That shows you're smart, though, really.
Well, I leave everything open. You know, I leave open the possibility. There's a lot of things that I leave open. Probably ridiculous. But that's, to me, that one makes sense. There's just too many people that have seen something.
If
there's,
one of them's true, it's yeah, real.
There's too many different names for it in Native American languages. I believe there's more than 100
over
different names.
There's like 508 categorized for North America.
Yeah. What's that? There's not that many things that they believe that aren't real. You know, they have, like, they pray to certain gods, that the, you know, like the rain gods and fire right. gods and all that kind of shit, but they don't have, like, things that aren't real. They don't have too many, like,
or they're spirit animals.
Yeah.
And Bigfoot's in both worlds. Bigfoot's yeah. the one that, well, some of them have, like,
they think it's a real
crow
animal,
can be
though.
In both worlds, but yeah, it's yeah. real. They're not dude, no native will tell you they're an animal. They're a type of people,
so they think it's just
it's a tribe.
A tribe. Wow, they think of it as a tribe.
Oh yeah, you know what? We were just in Australia with the Aboriginals. Those guys blew my mind, and they have so much knowledge about these things. Like, they
so they have them in Australia.
Oh yeah.
How the fuck did they get to Australia?
We got our.
How did Bigfoot get to Australia?
They're not sure. The Aboriginals all say they were there when they got there 50,000 years ago.
So the Bigfoots are good at avoiding people on every continent. There's not like one group of Bigfoots that's a retard race.
You know, they see them in the summer way north, where they where it's daylight all day long,
mm-hmm.
like way in northern Canada and stuff. They'll see them like in small like outpost villages, like native villages. They'll come in because they'll go to the garbage dumps in the middle of the day, and it's like, why don't you guys film? They just don't.
What? Why would they just not? That doesn't make any sense. In 2012, that you would see
the kids. The kids. There's a lot of kids now. Say they're, you know, because of our show too. Like, more kids are in it. Like, they're like all. You know, like, hey, we're going to try to film it.
But these people just don't. What do you mean they just don't? That's that's crazy. How could you?
Is it
just?
Is it?
What's that?
Is it crazy?
Have you guys spent any time on?
You don't think it is, Brian?
No, I don't think it's crazy.
What do you think?
Because you know, they're busy looking for this thing, hunting it. They don't. Would they carry a camera around for that 1 second?
No, these people aren't looking for Bigfoot. These people live there.
Brian, are you playing devil's advocate?
I just know.
Trolling here?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I was just
are you
kidding.
Trolling, son of a bitch?
To me, I just can't believe that one person doesn't have like one of those go cams on, those HD go cams that cost $89 or something like that. That has
fucking
know,
crazy if it happens.
It's going to. Technology is catching up to the Squatch for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be the drones that catch them.
I don't know, dude.
So do you believe that they're all over the country? You believe they're
I know they are.
Yeah?
I've personally heard them in Oregon, Washington, California, Alaska, Florida, Kentucky.
Florida?
Yeah, the skunk ape.
Really? In Florida?
Yeah, New
sure,
York.
That's just not a Cuban.
How dare you?
Ozzie Guillen over here.
Well, they have started seeing mountain lions in Florida again.
Oh, you know, just another reason like government doesn't want to acknowledge Bigfoot is there's a few reasons government doesn't want to, but everywhere we go, when we go to these places, like
they say there's no mountain lions here, but they're here. You know, you keep hearing that until one gets hit by it or someone gets shoots one.
Well, one guy shot one recently in Ottawa. They thought they had been extinct in Canada or in that part of Canada for more than since the 1800s.
Right.
That was the last sighting that they had, and they shot a big one, man.
They're spread out. With, yeah. They don't want to do.
Shot one in Connecticut.
Yeah, fishing game. But you have to have a management plan. Like, and it costs millions. These states are all strapped. You have to have a management plan. They don't want to acknowledge. That's why they say we don't have them, because they don't want to have to deal with them. But with Bigfoot, I think it was more just it. What's really going to be interesting when it comes out, they're real here soon, is going to be the whole mind. I think there's going to be like a lot of PhD students write papers on this, and like psychiatrists and psychologists are going to write books on this, and on how these things. There's all this evidence and stories and just everything right there in front of you, and people refuse to acknowledge it.
Well, I think one of the reasons why they refuse to acknowledge it is what we've talked about before. There's so many people that fake it. There's so many people that fake UFO stories. There's so many people that fake Bigfoot stories. And the people are fucking crazy. And there's a lot of people out there.
A lot of people fake Bigfoot stories. Really.
You don't think so?
Dude, when you go,
I think anything cryptic, man. I think Loch Ness, anything UFO, anything Bigfoot. I think ghosts. There's a lot of people that are full of shit when it comes to those stories. Because those are like fun stories to bring up. You know, like if people say they saw a crocodile, I genuinely believe them. When you start saying you saw some shit that's in the cryptic realm, man, you might have seen it, but it also might be that you're one of those crazy fucks that likes to pretend you saw something awesome.
You talk to those people long enough, and it becomes apparent that's what's going on.
Well, see, I wish I was on your show then, because I'm way better at that than most people. I'm really good at sniffing out bullshit.
We're really good. We're getting ready to jump the shark here probably pretty soon, because we're running out of videos to look at, and they're talking about having celebrities come on.
Dude, I'll come on. Just let me come on and screen your guests. I go, this guy's crazy.
That'd be awesome.
Like, this guy's full of shit. This guy's crazy. They'd be screaming at me. Like, dude, you're not telling the truth. I know when people are telling the truth. I smell them. It's weird. I've always been good at knowing crazy people. So if you bring me in front of a crazy dude and he tells you a Bigfoot story, I'm going to tell you he's full of shit.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I don't believe everything I hear. People go, you guys believe everything you hear on there. It's like, well, most of the witnesses we're dealing with have already been vetted.
You had this one show where there was this one obviously gay guy.
Nick.
Yeah, who's
that guy was the shit.
I saw, it was right here. The Bigfoot was right. I'm like, bitch, you didn't see nothing.
No, that guy.
He just trying to drag some dudes into the woods and hope somebody stumbles on your dick.
That guy was a wildlife biologist.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. He's full of shit, too.
No, dude. I totally believe that guy.
He seemed like he was making it up as he went along to me.
No, he was a great dude. He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you firmly believe that guy saw a Bigfoot?
Yeah,
Where was his camera, this son of a bitch?
We were with that guy for a week. Like, he was our, like, local guide.
Right.
And he showed us around, and he was fun. You would love that guy. He's hilarious. But he was our guide for a week. So we were with the guy for a week, and Matt knew the guy for several years already. He'd been out on different expeditions around the country with him, and he's usually when people start telling those stories, like, more will come up and it changes.
His
story is just the same all the way through.
So he wrote it down. He's smart. It's good job. Did well. I'm not saying. I don't know. He might be the one guy that's telling the truth, right?
You know, the one guy that we're all sure is lying, we'll see if you think he is too.
This season? Sure I'll think he's lying. If you think he's lying, I think almost everybody's lying.
Do you?
Yeah, most people.
You know, I think if you lived out in the woods and you lived in a rural community where there are Bigfoots around and you've talked to so many people that, like, Dude,
I like Bigfoot so much. I thought of getting buying land in the Pacific Northwest just to live in the summers with hope of seeing a Bigfoot.
Dude, I know. Dude,
that's how freaking stupid I am.
I know the place. It's for sale right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it? You selling real estate now?
No.
Bigfoot sighting spots. That'd be a good move, dude.
I'm talking to a guy about trying to buy it right now.
If you went and you bought real estate
in
heavy Bigfoot areas
and set up
cameras and shit.
That's the plan. Have a lodge.
If you live like somewhere in the Pacific Northwest in an area there's heavy-duty Bigfoot sightings, just fucking set up cameras everywhere. Everywhere and every day you go and check those cameras.
You got to set – well, that's what the Olympic Project is going on right now. They actually – One of the best pieces of DNA from the Olympic Project is this weird looking Bigfoot. They got pictures of it, comes up and sniffed the camera and licked it, and they got saliva off the camera.
Olympic Project?
Yeah.
Do they have these photos online? Can you see the photos of him?
I think so.
Licking it.
So where did they take this saliva? Dude, like they shipped it next day.
They brought it to a psychic, Brian.
No, there's a lot of cops involved in this, and we have like protocol we follow for collecting DNA evidence. Because you guys would laugh about this. I was on this crazy squatch adventure, like probably 2002. And this guy bought property that had been abandoned for 11 years, and the squatches were living on the property. And they didn't like him moving, and all this stuff happened. But we'd find these huge scats in the woods around the property, like giant, look like giant human shits. Like, you know, it'd be like a foot high and 18 inches across at the base, like big, thick, like 2-inch cables. And I'd collect them and bring them down to the fishing game and drop them off. Like, check out this Bigfoot, you know, scat. You know, can you guys DNA test it? You know, what can you do? Blah, blah, blah. And then my buddy got a job at the fishing game like a couple years later. I'm all, dude, whatever happened to my samples? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm all, dude, I brought all these Bigfoot scat samples, and I brought in some hair a couple times, this and that. He's like, dude, they told me about some crazy guy that brings in bear shit and drops it off. They throw it away. They never even looked at it.
Oh, that's
funny.
They
wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah. We're going to check on it for you. Yeah.
It was like
that. Seems very unprofessional. Like, you pay for something, you think that they have to give you some kind of real results.
Yeah, they should really be checking.
Well, I didn't pay for it.
Motherfuckers.
Dude, is that
goddamn tax dollars?
Did he glue hair on his chest just for this Bigfoot episode?
He's a savage.
You're a very good catcher.
Brian's an animal. The Olympic Project says they have the research is in the Olympic Mountain Range in Washington State. The Olympic Project is a comprehensive, systematic camera trap program consisting of 50-plus cameras placed along predatory travel routes through the Olympic Mountains. Our primary focus is to obtain a series of crystal-clear photographs of Sasquatch in their natural environment. So far, it says they haven't gotten anything.
No, is that what it says?
Yeah, they have footprints. They don't have any.
See, everyone had to sign NDAs about the DNA. So that could be why that's not on there. But I've seen the photos, dude. And like, I looked at it, I thought it was a sock puppet when I first looked at it. But the DNA came back legit.
Yeah. This doesn't say here that they have anything.
It doesn't?
No. Not on their website.
Dude, I'll call the guy Derek.
They have bears and deers. That's cool looking.
Oh, they've won all the game cam photos. There's those big contests over here, like 5,000 first place.
That's fucking badass, man. They've got some awesome photos. They do have a lot of great wildlife photos.
You see the mountain lion stalking the buck, and the buck doesn't see it?
Yeah.
They won first prize last year with that one.
It's really cool, man. They show this mountain lion walking through the snow, too. And they have a bunch of bears, including bears standing upright, which is pretty fucking cool. Bears getting really close to the trap, coyotes, elk. Wow. I mean, their camera trap photos make me want to buy some land and set up camera traps. That would be badass just to see different shit every day, you know?
And the other problem with
huge
those,
elk.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's, yeah.
A mountain lion got right up to the camera. Oh, shit.
See, they notice it. Like, animals, if you look at most of the pictures, like, they'll be looking at the camera at least on the second shot. That infrared flash goes off, they look.
Yeah.
And dude, there's been a lot of cameras. The squatches will break them. They'll flip them around backwards. I put a camera trap for they walked into a camp one night I was in, and I had the cameras all hidden like in tall grass and stuff, and they were all pushed down, but all of them were pushed down so that the lens was facing the ground.
Wow. Folks, you should just check it out. Just go to theolympicproject.com just to look at the actual real animals, the bobcats and the wildlife. No fucking Bigfoot, though. They got a video. They got a photo of elk fucking. Some elks paused right in front of the camera and fucked. This is amazing.
Hey, can you put it back up on that one I can see?
Yeah, put up Olympic Project. This is the photos are amazing, man. But no Bigfoot, man. They got a bear looking in the camera.
There's two shots of a squatch coming up to the camera real close. But it must not be on the web. You know, I'll call Derek when we're done and have him.
Well, there's one that says bear gets close to the camera. I don't see shit up here that even says it's a Bigfoot.
You know, I don't think it's up there just because of the NDA.
Here, I got it right here.
Look, there it is. That's it.
Yeah, scroll down. The photos are awesome, man. It's really cool.
So they're saying that's a squatch right there?
What, that mountain lion looking thing?
No, down, the next one down.
That's a squatch?
Wait, where's the one where you can see its whole arm and eyeball and stuff?
The creature reappears.
So wait, go back up. That one. Yeah, okay. They've done all this analyzation on that. And that hair pattern, the striation patterns on that, and that's like seven. That thing's like 7 feet off the ground,
so it could be a bear, right?
No, bears don't get over six. Would be the tall, like a trophy bear.
They don't. Well, what kind of bear?
Black bears. There's only black bears.
Only black bears.
like a producer guy.
A 6'6" is like about as big as a black bear gets.
6 foot's huge for a black bear.
Brian, which page did you look at?
Olympicproject.com, possible Squatch sightings.
Possible Squatch sightings.
It's on the menu.
Yeah, but did you guys patent the word Squatch? Because I had never heard it before.
I should have.
Is that you? Did you come up with it?
I know Scott Harriet. You never know. That guy is a comedian. He
Scott, what's his name?
Harriet.
No.
He wasn't like big time or anything, but I know he did a documentary called Squatching, but I never heard anyone say it before I said it.
It's Randy Lickie.
Man, this is
or like use it as a blurry, I was the first
bullshit.
One. Yeah. Well,
can't see shit.
I agree. I'm not too impressed, but when they
sons of bitches.
But dude, but see, again, animal experts just have looked at it and the hair doesn't match and the
yeah, but how could you I mean you can't tell like an animal expert yeah. A Petco?
This is the problem. The problem
that's
is
right.
Blurry
that's their
as
best
fuck.
That,
their yeah. best shit is blurry as fuck.
Well, cuz it's set the camera's set to take pictures like 30 feet away, not a foot.
But their photo gallery is amazing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if it's set to take 30. There should be a photo, man. There should be a photo of one of these fucking things.
There'll be one coming. I agree.
I hope so, man.
It's frustrating, dude. It's really frustrating.
It must be. What if they found out that it wasn't real? What if you found out you've
been duped?
I've already
seen them. See, that is...
There's no way you got duped?
There's no... I'm not worried about that at all.
So what you saw was so conclusive that you're 100% sure.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have a camera one of those 12 times?
I did, dude, but it was... the only one I saw in the daylight, I didn't because my shit got ripped off. Like when you
so conveniently,
leave your truck.
The
well,
Bigfoot psychically knew that your camera wasn't present. Imagine if they're so sensitive.
If I would have had a camera, I wouldn't have got a picture.
You think so?
I wouldn't have. It was too only quick. There. Dude, it was less. I saw it for like literally like half a second. It was just gone.
Once Google Goggles comes out, people need to go hiking for Sasquatch
people
with Google Goggles.
There's people wearing those now, like those the little...
GoPros.
Yeah. Well, not even... They have smaller ones, even like little spy ones.
Right.
Yeah, but those ones suck. The resolution suck. The GoPros are HD, so it's like...
No, people are using GoPros. People are mounting them on their helmets. And,
yeah, they have to. It's going to get ridiculous.
Oh, there's a new footage we think is real of a Squatch down on the side of the road that some hillbillies got with a GoPro.
Really?
Yeah.
New footage.
Maybe if you look up from like 2 or 3 weeks ago, it's down on the side of the road. It's on the right. It's up in Canada somewhere.
New and Bigfoot footage. What would you look up on YouTube?
Canadian Bigfoot. Maybe GoPro.
A lot of sightings come from Canada. Canada.
Oh, yeah. And like, you know, if it was just crazy people reporting them, there'd be just as many sightings in Hawaii, right?
Right.
Or Rhode Island. Well,
not really.
Yeah. If there was
not enough place for them to hide,
dude. In 1900 or 1850, everyone knew what a unicorn was, and no one knew what a Bigfoot was. But you can find hundreds and hundreds of newspaper clippings about people seeing a giant ape. There's no people saying they saw a unicorn.
Right. Yeah. It's always the same thing, right?
Yeah, and it follows the same patterns. Like when we were in Australia, like. We'd always heard that Yowies were different than, that's what they call them, the Aboriginals in Australia call them Yowies.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always heard Yowies were different than Bigfoots. When we were down there, we found out they're Bigfoots, man. I mean, the way they act, we heard the best stuff we recorded was in Australia.
You think they're exactly the same?
I don't know about that, but the action, the patterns, all that was the same.
Did you have photos of anything that you got in Australia? Like, what is, when
no,
you say
all the Aboriginals, the same. The behavioral patterns and what people describe, there's a little, like, you know, it might be the difference between like a European gray wolf and a North American gray wolf, you know what I mean, like same genus and all that,
but
I'm
again,
sure there's a
lot of photos different. Of wolves,
yeah, but and they did a 3-year study on wolverines. All those wolverines you see on shows are in wildlife parks. They've been like babies that were captured when their mother got killed or whatever, but they did a 3-year study, millions of dollars spent on this, and the only footage they got was from like 400 to 500 yards away on a snowfield of a wolverine going away. And that was a well-equipped, professionally funded, looking for a known animal, and they got one clip in 3 years.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's like snow leopards. They didn't get any footage of snow leopards until like 2007.
Do you think that people just underestimate the amount of actual forest there is?
Oh, God,
in
yeah. It does. You don't need a million acres of forest for a Squatch to hide.
Well, you think you would, because otherwise people would run into it.
People run into them all the time. They're seeing all. It's just not that you guys expect
just
to be
never
in the paper.
With a camera. I need a fucking photo.
Just one.
Just one.
You know, we
can't find any of this.
I've been with Squatchers and stuff that have said like, yeah, I had my camera around my neck or I was holding it and I saw it and it looked at me and they just shit their pants and froze. And even after the thing was gone, they didn't even think to take a picture until it was gone.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Canadian, the new Canadian Bigfoot footage.
Is it the one on the side of the road? It's down on the side, stand down like below the... below.
He's like walking through a trail.
No, no, no. This thing's just... it's just a car drives by and it's down on the side of the road, standing there.
Oh, really? No, this one's different. This one's a dude walking through the woods.
And when I say hillbilly, I don't mean any negative connotation of that. Like, to me, it's like a, you know, compliment.
Like, hillbilly's a compliment?
I think, do you like, I say redneck and hillbilly, I don't mean anything bad by it at all.
Well, a lot of rednecks do like being rednecks.
Yeah, but hillbillies don't like being called hillbillies
usually. No?
No, I found that out the hard way.
Well, this, what, they tried to fight you? Dudes got mad at you?
Yeah, they get offended. Like, one of the witnesses got really mad that I, you know, I was just joking around, like, man, that's some hillbilly shit there, you know, and he got real offended and was like.
Well, he's probably crazy. That's why he's making up a Bigfoot story. And getting offended.
Here we go.
Son of a bitch.
Here's the
original one. Original video is over an hour long. So what were they doing? They were driving around.
Yeah, this one. It's real quick. It's either a
It's either a racist video.
Where is this thing?
Down the right. Right in the right
they
there.
Highlight it for
oh,
us?
Oh wow.
What? Why am I not seeing it?
You don't, dude. It's right. See where it's, the shadow starts? It's right in front of the first shot.
Right there. See.
Really?
But what's weird?
Wait, stop. If you go one more, couple more frames, it's really clear. Right there.
But that photo they just showed, oddly enough, was like a million times better resolution.
Yeah, that looks fake as fuck. How is that so good?
Than this. Which is on. Well,
that is kind of weird, but it seems
we're
like
gonna go investigate it.
It seems like a trick of light and shadows to me.
Really?
Yeah, because it seems like it's a moot. Well, maybe it's because of the resolution of the video.
Right. It could be. We're gonna go check it out.
See how it's on the side right there?
Yeah,
like right. That's the clearest frame.
Well,
of their own video.
They went back later and filmed it, and it's not there, or it's not there. So it's either a man in a suit or a Squatch, I think.
And then these guys released this video.
See, this would have been right here.
Yeah, that's so clear.
And that's—I mean, this is the same footage that they're, you know.
Listen, man, that's some shadows. I could save you some money. Don't go on that trip.
Dude, we gotta go look at something.
Yeah. How many sightings do you guys get like a month that that they ask you to investigate?
Well, there's like. See, I'm not going to wade through all this shit. Like, look at every video. Like, they have a whole production team that just all they do is scour the internet. Like, for every day there's a new video put up.
Do you worry now that the show's a hit that people might
totally.
Start faking it?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
We already are. We're getting that.
You must be, right?
But, I mean, we're pretty good. I mean, we've been doing this. Me, Cliff, Matt, all have been doing this like 20 years. We're pretty good at filtering people out pretty quick. Like, we caught one guy hoaxing in the Ohio episode.
Really?
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Brian's from Ohio, so blame him.
We'll be looking. They don't want us to see a lot of stuff ahead of time. Like, they want us to be surprised when we see it. But
right.
We all know it just because we're in the Bigfoot community. But, you know, I hadn't seen that video before, and I'm looking at it on a monitor this big. And then when you see it on home, like on a big high-def TV, and you're going, you were fooled by that video at the beginning, you know, it's like, well, I just saw it on a black-and-white monitor, like, you know, 5-inch monitor or something. But it was a guy, you know, and Cliff busted him. Cliff straight up called the guy a liar.
Really?
Right then, the guy started like trembling and tearing up and stuff.
So he's a faker and a bitch.
Yeah.
How dare you, sir, with your fake Bigfoot footage? Listen, man, I really want to believe. I really do. And I might be a little bit more skeptical than you, but I hold out hope. I really.
It's not a matter of believing; it's knowing. Right?
I wish I shared your enthusiasm. It'd be fun. I'd be out
You're
there with
enthusiastic.
You. Well, I'm very enthusiastic. I hope it's real. I just feel like there's a lot of fucking fuckery afoot.
But
that's what I feel like.
But yeah, but fuckery. It's. But if any of it's real, then
yeah.
It's real.
Well, if one of them is real, then it's real.
Well, yours is real, right? So you're yeah. So it is real.
Well, if you've seen it,
yeah.
What you've seen is unfuckery. You know, right. So you know more than anybody, which is probably why you're so crazy about anybody. Doing it. Well, I'm saying you know as more than the average person for sure, and even more than the average person researching it because you've seen it.
Right.
How many researchers haven't seen anything? Has the chick on the show ever seen anything? She seems to be the most skeptical. What's her name?
Renee.
Yeah.
She saw something up in the Olympic Peninsula where the Olympic Project is, where I just got back this weekend. Mm-hmm. She saw something. She doesn't say what it was. She said it looked like it was tall, and there was like an arm, and she's like, well, it could have been a bear walking upright, or it could have been a bear that was just starting to drop down as it was running, like picking up speed on two legs, getting ready to drop down, but she probably saw a Squatch.
She's the most skeptical out of the group, would you agree?
Well, yeah, that's her job, too. I mean, there's been times where she was like, holy shit, that was a Squatch, and they're like, you can't say that, you know, like.
Oh, they tell her she can't say that?
Well, we're in Oregon. When we recorded those ones, dude, that was the thing. It's like,
do they do that? They tell you what you're supposed to, what role you're supposed to play in the show, and she plays the skeptic role.
No, well, just when we were in Oregon, she was like, when it happened, she was like, oh my god, that had to be a Squatch. That had to be a Squatch. I'm like, look, you can't. You know, you got.
Why do they say she can't say that?
Because then I guess like you know. It's
then just, she wouldn't be taken credible.
I'm probably gonna get totally in trouble for having said that.
Really?
Like probably.
Yeah. Well, they don't. I've never been a part of a reality show. Because
she
like
represents
that.
All the people at home that are skeptical. That's right. Her job is to represent them. Like, what would they say? Like the person that thinks it's all bullshit. What would they? She's supposed to ask the question that person.
Did she when she was seeing something? What did she see that made her so convinced?
She didn't see. Did she heard?
Heard. What'd she hear?
Dude, we heard two Squatches calling back and forth up in Molalla River in Oregon, and it's on the episode, but dude, it was, if you've heard of Murphy's Law is nothing. Squatcher's Law is way worse. Like,
what's Squatcher's Law?
If something's going to go wrong right when it happens, it will. Like, your battery dies or whatever, like, just whatever it may be happens right when we've got a call from the network going, camera B, whatever, isn't working. There's no, all the tape you sent us is blank. We get this call, we're out in the woods, and like when it finally came through, someone had come back from camp. Like the message had come in earlier that day, and they're like, you got to check the camera right now and check the audio. Like there's nothing synced up. And it just turned out the editor was totally blowing it. But we stopped all filming. He was, you know, putting the camera back into playback mode to see what he had. The sound guy was checking his stuff. I had a parabolic dish that wasn't part of their stuff. I had a parabolic to record. And it was going from like, it would clear up and get really cold, then it would like kind of cloud back up and then get a little bit warmer. So I had like five layers on. I was taking off a layer because I was burning up. And I had the parabolic that we were in pitch black. I put the parabolic in the brush and these things started screaming. I got my jet, I had like my jet, whatever, my thermal I'm pulling off over my head right when this happens. And everyone's like, holy shit. Like, you know, when it first happened, we were like, no way. And then by the time we got up, and then the sound was coming between me and the camera guys, like the whole crew was between me. So I had the parabolic dish here, and all it picked up was just these guys, you know, ripping open Velcro, like uncovering stuff, and because it had been raining on and off.
Uh-huh.
Guys going, no way, talk. And so you can't hear nothing comes through the parabolic. I mean, it's that, like people go, and then we hear stuff, everyone at home, this is what I want them to put more effort into this, is capturing what we hear. But like we wear lapel mics that are made to block out all sound except for us talking.
Right, exactly. And they don't pick up screams in the distance.
They're designed not to.
Yeah.
So, but we do have a guy that's going out with us now that has the parabolic, and he's, you know, but you have to be pointed, like, if it's coming from right there and you're pointed here, you might not get it.
Right.
Like, you got to be pointed right at it. And we don't have the best gear for that. Like, it's kind of hokey.
Do you know, like, when you hear something in the woods, too, it's kind of weird. Things echo off of trees and stuff. Oh, yeah. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where it's coming from, right?
Totally. Like, my ear, like, I was, you know, big time into surfing for a long time. And
oh, you got that surfer ear?
Yeah.
Where like a bone grows in your ear?
Yeah, yeah. And it's worse on my left ear. And
do they fix that with surgery?
Yeah, they can. I got to go get it done. But my hearing's really good, though. But my ear will close because the cavity's so small, it can clog up easy. So sometimes it's clogged and whatever. So, like, but they always show us going, is that a Squatch or something like that? And they never show, like, where we go, like, you know, after we hear it again, going, oh, that was a coyote. Or that was a bear, or whatever it was.
So you feel like they edited hokey? They try to make it a little bit hokey?
I thought season one they did, and I thought season two they did a good job, and season three we'll see how they do. I mean, season two the editors did a great job. I thought the show got way better.
How many seasons have you done so far? This is the third one?
We shot three. They've shown two seasons. We just finished the third, like 10 more episodes. We just got picked up for seasons four and five. We start next month, so they're going to start airing season three in the fall. we'll already be pumping in episodes for four. And so they're going to air like 7.5 months straight every Sunday, a new episode.
That's awesome.
So that's awesome. So when you go out there, like how many, like if you take 100 trips, how many trips do you hear something or see some footprint or something?
It seems to go in waves. Like, I mean, I haven't seen a Squatch since 2007, so I haven't seen anything for 5 years being out there a lot.
Damn, that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, but from 2000, well,
is there ever time?
I never, I don't tell this story. I don't count it because it was just so frustrating. But my buddy and I, Bart, we got footage. We know we got some, but it was such an old school kind of shitty thermal. It's just this big blurry heat things. You can't prove anything. We know it, like all the sounds that were with it, what happened. Mm-hmm. It was a Squatch. I was walking back out of the same place and it was big rainstorm, and Cliff, the guy on the show with me, the other guy, Cliff, this guy Wally, he invented the AC/DC adapter. He's this like billionaire guy that was funding us, buying us equipment, and Cliff had just fried his recording unit, like a $1,500 unit, in the rain. And Wally told us, like, hey, you guys can't be keep blowing, because he grew up poor. Even though he's like a billionaire guy, he grew up, you know, he's a frugal guy. Like, hey, you guys can't be frying stuff out in the rain. If it's raining, just put the stuff away, you know. So I was walking back out, and to run the thermal, it has a waterproof flap. You have to open that, stick in a cord that goes to a recording unit, because it does. Now we have built-in recorders with the thermal, but then we didn't. I was walking back out, and I got back down where we'd seen it 3 weeks before, and there hadn't been a peep on that. And usually all the action happens way back up where I was coming from, and I had walked a few miles, and my truck was parked right off the highway next to some houses. And the thing ran, it was just standing behind my truck. And if I had filmed it, it would be clear cut. Like, no, it was way taller than the back of my truck. I mean, I have a shell that's about this high, and it was above the shell. So when I filmed it, well, I didn't film it, but when I looked at it, right when I pulled my thermal out of my pocket, I'm looking at it, and there's water, big water drops coming down it. So it like went blurry really quick, what I was looking at, but you could see it for a second, and it just ran up the driveway. And I never tell that story because everyone's like, you had a recording in it and you didn't record it, like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's got to be frustrating as fuck, dude.
Dude, it, that was like.
Do you ever get tired of people saying that you're crazy?
No one says that.
No one says you're crazy? No one? When you talk to regular folks, or are you just like firmly embedded in the Sasquatch community?
I know I'm right. I don't care what they say. I know they're right. To me, it's like people going, you're crazy that, you know, the sun goes around the earth.
For you, it's just a matter of time.
I know it's going to come out. Like, all the stuff going on, there's no way. And I mean, people talk about how there's not better footage. Well, look who's trying to get the footage. It's guys like me, you know, like running around Sony hand camcorders, and it's not professional.
And but it's hard to get equipment back to where these things are. If you're really talking about deep woods,
oh yeah, batteries, like all that kind of stuff, like generators.
How long do you stay out there when you do like a camp, when you go squatching?
Like, me and Cliff did a 2-monther one time.
2 months?
Not deep, but like we'd come back and supply up. That was the longest we went straight.
2 months. So you would go back like how often to civilization to get supplies?
Whenever we wanted. Like at least once a week.
But you were just camping out there for 2 months?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then home for like a couple of weeks. I went fishing.
Did you get anything when you were out there for 2 months?
Like filmed?
Nothing.
No, Cliff took a year.
See something?
Cliff lived in Long Beach as a school teacher. And I was like, dude, you know, all these TV companies have been calling me. We're going to get a show going. Just quit your job. Come up. We'll go squatch and just quit your job. Sell your house. We'll go squatching for a year. And he did.
Wow.
And we were out for like.
Brian was ready to do that right now.
We spent like 7 months thinking about it. We did about 7 months of that year out in the woods.
7 months out in the woods.
We had thermals. And we'd drive at night. You know, we'd drive these roads real slow. We had it pretty wired, like, to get good. Like, and we thought it was going to be game over, because I'd heard them so many times around me come up and growl and snap branches and stomp their feet walking around on 2 feet and stuff like that. That I just thought with a thermal, it's going to be, give us a week, we'll have footage, 2 weeks max, and we'll have it. And it's not the case at all. Like, I think they've been shot at so many times that even when it's pitch black, they still are always taking that evasive action.
Do you think they can see in the dark?
Oh, yeah. I know they can. Yeah. They can definitely see in the dark.
So they're nocturnal creatures.
For the most part. They'll come out in the day, too. Like you know,
you've never seen their eyes up close, though, right? You want to see something.
The only thing I've seen is their eye. The one I saw in the daylight, the eye, it was this, the way the sun was coming down, its eye was so deep set and its brow was out so far, I couldn't see that. I remember that was one thing that struck me because it was that quick. But the one thing I remember really clearly was the hair was real shiny. It was super skinny. It was, the arm was
it's skinny. Insane.
This one was. All the ones I've seen at night were bulky, except for I saw one about your size. Like, well, it was about 5'10". It looked like a high school linebacker or something, like 5'10", 220, something like that.
So it was an adolescent, a child?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. And but the big ones I saw were all bulk, like bulky. And, you know, these are all, you know, through night vision or thermal from far away.
You think they need a lot of fucking food. You think they would do a lot of damage and leave shits everywhere.
Well, they've been seen shitting in, like, flowing water and in lake. Like, they're conscious about hiding their scat. Like, they just,
really?
They just don't shit in the trail.
So you think they're, like, smart enough to know that people are a threat, actively avoid people,
and they are kind of people.
They're kind of people. Well, I mean, that foot's a footprint of a fucking human.
No, so, no, there's
no,
total difference.
No, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like it's built the big toe down the middle toe. Yeah. I mean, not a gorilla, for sure. Right. It looks like a giant human footprint.
Superficially, it looks like a human footprint.
Yeah, well, there's nothing else like that in the primate world that has a foot like that. Us and well, that's another interesting thing that came to light recently. Scientifically, over the last decade, they found that I think they call them Homo floresiensis from floresiensis. Is that it?
Oh God, Cliff's gonna kill me. He's always telling me how to say it right because I've always said it wrong. When I read it, I'd say it in my head.
Yeah,
wrong. Floresiensis.
Okay. Well, what it is, folks, it's really like a hobbit, like a real hobbit that really did exist and may even eight people.
There's a lot of evidence that they're still there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this thing, they found bones recently, within the last decade, and really fascinating stuff. They absolutely know that a very small type of human being existed. And it was really like, it's not like a dwarf or like a mutation or, you know, a genetic screw up or anything like that. It's a whole species, a different, completely different species of human being that they called the Flores Man or two. It's like they called it like a modern day hobbit. And it's amazing. I mean, this is something that was mythological up until just a few years ago. And now, fact, scientific fact, they know for sure this existed. This is a real small animal. And where do they think this thing still lives?
Well, maybe the Cape York Peninsula of Australia, like the Straits of Torres through there, like between Australia and going up into Asia. There's reports of them on islands up in there to this day. And then in the 80s, he was a missionary to the Aboriginals up in the Cape. You know that Cape York Peninsula that goes up in Australia, that big point that goes up? There's only like one road that goes around up there. It's just empty. And he was up there like visiting these real remote villages, and he got a pack of them came up on him. And what he described, that he had a forensic artist draw what he saw back then, and it matches exactly what the reconstructions are from the remains they found in Flores Island.
Wow.
The Flores Man. Like, it's a...
How many do they think live up there?
They don't know. And they don't even know if they're still... Like, the Aboriginals say they haven't seen them. They say they're still around, but they haven't seen them in a while. Well, they say they haven't seen them. We didn't talk to them about seeing them within 10 years, but they're supposedly up in those islands up in there still. And like, there's another type of Bigfoot up in those. We talked to this guy. He's on Australia. He's like their version of like public radio down in Australia, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. He's the naturalist for them. Like, he identifies calls, this and that. He's a PhD. He saw one in Papua New Guinea at like 9,000 feet doing a bird survey for the UN back in the 70s. I mean, so like they're seen in islands too, which is pretty trippy. And well, in 2004, if you ask any anthropologist how many hominids like us, you know, like Homo branch, like Homo erectus, was alive 30,000 years ago, the answer would have been 2, Neanderthal, Homo sapien. And now it's 4. You know, it's that the hobbits, and then that they found that new kind of Neanderthal, like what do they call it, Desinova man, or the one up in Russia they found 2 years ago. And they got the DNA out of a giant knuckle bone. The knuckle bone's like twice as big as a human, and they got DNA out of that. So now there's 4 hominid species that are known. And when Squatch comes out, and from talking to people that I know that were part of the DNA study, is that it's not a tree. It's not the Homo sapien, like how humans came. The Homo branch isn't a tree. It's a very bushy plant. It's a lot of lateral, a lot of crossing. And what the DNA shows is that there's five types of hominid species in us. There wasn't these clean breaks coming down through, like,
right, like most overlap. People are part Neanderthal, most white and people, especially
everyone that's not sent, like
Europeans.
Oh, they said that one MMA fighter is Arlovsky, maybe it's 10%.
What, really?
Yeah, there's some.
Where did you hear that?
God, who was I talking to? It was someone that was part of that genetic study, but they've got people with 12%.
I think I would have heard that.
There's people with 12% DNA, 12% Neanderthal, 12% Neanderthal DNA in people like in that area up above Mongolia, Far East Russia.
Really?
Yeah, they found, and if you're European, you're at least 2%. Like, you have at least 2% Neanderthal.
Did you have you seen that footage that's been going around the internet recently? We talked about it on yesterday's podcast.
The Neanderthal in Portugal, Spain. Yeah. Like the one picture where it's sitting there on a rock looking over.
No, the Neanderthal that looks like a gorilla. This guy's idea that they didn't look like us. They had black skin like a gorilla, and they were really scary and muscular, and they fed on people, and they were like a super predator.
He's already got that theory's been refuted.
Yeah, but it's fascinating.
There's a picture, dude. There's a picture of a possible Neanderthal just taken like last week that's up on the internet. Have you seen that?
No.
Well, Dr. Meldrum, like, he's impressed with it. He doesn't authenticate it, but he.
They think there might still be Neanderthals?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard that?
No.
Oh, dude.
Who thinks there might be Neanderthals?
A lot of scientists over in Russia, for one thing.
I don't see anything about his DNA.
And China's. They're launching. They have Yeren over in China. We're probably going to go over there. We're probably going to go to Russia and China and check that stuff out on the show.
In China, they have an animal.
They set aside a whole national park for him recently.
What?
Yeah, Yeren, Yren.
And what is this thing supposedly?
It's like a yeti.
A yeti. So it's in the Himalayas of Tibet. They
just range out.
And I remember, like, that some of the best photos were from the Himalayas of footprints. And
oh, Shipton photo?
And there was a scalp.
Dude, I know that whole story inside and out.
Yeah? Whatever happened with that scalp that they had found? Did they ever figure out what that thing is?
Well, for the monks, Peter Burns stole some of the stuff. He's still alive up in Oregon. He's about 85, 86. He was, mm-hmm. He was on those original expeditions in the 50s. He's still involved in Bigfoot research, but there's two stories, and I'm not sure how they cross, but they replaced the stuff that was out that people could look at with goat skins and just sewed it like the Yeti, but they actually kept the Yeti scalp in like a sacred box. And the other story is that, you know, who was a big part of this was, Jimmy, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, really?
It's Bigfoot.
Jimmy Stewart's looking for Sasquatch.
Hi, I'm out here looking.
He was a HUAC snitch, by the way.
He was a what?
HUAC snitch.
What is that?
House on American Affairs Committee, when they blackballed all the people for in being Hollywood.
Communists?
Yeah, he was the guy that ratted out all the guys. Anyways.
Whoa, what a dick.
He was a full-on, anti-evolutionary,
really
creationist.
It's because I'm on the Neanderthal.
And he and his
God made Bigfoot.
there's a book coming out about detailing how he was buying these remains that would come out of Asia. Like, he bought Gigantopithecus stuff. He bought other stuff, and he'd have it destroyed.
What? Jimmy Stewart did that?
And part of the theory, you know, the Minnesota Iceman. You know the Minnesota Iceman, that block of ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the guy. What they called him, the name.
Minnesota Iceman is the most common. Look, hey, yeah. Punch that up. Can you punch that up? Minnesota Iceman. There's a lot. Like, they think that was the story's either got shot in Vietnam or in Russia. It got shot above the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's writing a book. I know the guy that's writing the book. He's, professor guy. And supposedly there's a lot of evidence. Jimmy Stewart bought that and had it destroyed.
What?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the wrong thing. I'm thinking of the, it wasn't Minnesota. I'm thinking of the guy they found in the glacier, the ancient
man. Oh, yeah, that guy. Murdered. Yeah, he was a straight person.
Yeah. This Minnesota thing, Iceman was
all
what?
It's all arm over its head. It's frozen in a block of ice, and they showed it all over, and then.
Says it's a hoax.
So?
Well, that probably.
What is that, Wikipedia?
Yeah, usually when they say it's
a
hoax.
Who said it's a hoax?
My dad.
Wikipedia,
yeah.
is a hoax. Wow, it's just saying it's a hoax. All they're saying it's a hoax. Period.
History.
What well, no, look, up, look the up the photos. Right. Bernald Hoovemans, who was like one of the top anthropologists in the world, studied that thing pretty close, and he staked his whole reputation that it was real.
And what did he say it was?
Thought it was a Neanderthal that had been shot, like a recently shot Neanderthal.
That's it right there?
That's the face, yeah. Because the power went out one time, and it started ice started melting that it was in, mm-hmm. and they said a distinct rotten meat odor smell was coming out, like rotten flesh.
Now, what do they think, if they think that Neanderthals are real?
He just went away from it. There's the body.
It's...
That looks like a 5-year-old drew it.
Yeah.
Is that a drawing?
Yeah, that's a totally a drawing, because, like, look at
that. Yeah, but that's just showing you what it looks like. Had, like, exaggerated sized hands and...
Huh.
Feet.
Where's the photo? Is there a photo?
There's photos. I don't know where the... Yeah, there's photos. There's, like, video of it and everything. I mean, I don't know where that's all at.
And Jimmy Stewart had that destroyed, too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's just... This guy, that's what... People he's talked to, that's what he's heard.
Well, if we learned anything on this show, it's fuck Jimmy Stewart. I think we learned that.
Hey!
Easy. I just strongly believe in Jesus and don't believe in Bigfoot. I don't know, man.
He thought it would shake people's faith in God if evolution was proven true.
What a silly bitch.
It's all fox magic, Joe.
Well, you know, how does that shake your belief in God? It's, even if the Bible was 100% bullshit, it shouldn't shake your belief. It's possible that there could be a God, but it's also possible that people are full of shit, and that story sucks. Right? That's like simple mathematics.
Right.
And that, if we apply to Bigfoot, means that there's a certain percentage of those Bigfoot stories that are bullshit. But I hope they're real. I hope there's a percentage that are real, and that maybe soon we get something. Give me something. A fucking photo, a dead one.
What about the DNA?
If it comes out that it's true, yeah. I mean, if this peer-reviewed study proves...
Right.
Proves conclusive.
That's the thing that's driving me crazy, is like, it should be out by now at least. But, you know, it doesn't take that long to tell you what it is.
Well, it is when it's a new species and there's no type specimen. If they had a type specimen, it would be easy. But when you have a type specimen for deer or bear, it's real quick.
So when there's no type specimen, it takes a long time to do the DNA?
And when there's all kinds of markers showing Homo sapien, and people have these misperception of what DNA and how DNA works due to those TV shows.
CSI and shit.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff, if you're talking about a cryptid species, that has nothing to do. I mean, those guys, you got 3 billion genomes in your DNA strand, and when they go to court, they just have to line up like seven of those, like certain markers, to get a conviction, right? So, I mean, it's like...
Wow.
It's when you're talking 3 billion, and there had been all kinds.
I thought there was like 30. If you watch those shows, it looks like there's like.
Well, they can line up as many as they want, but
it's like 30 of them.
Oh, right.
You know, that's what it looks like.
But they don't line up all 3 billion. Like, they'll go to certain sections and line up those sections. And what happened was with the guy, the sample he brought in, the shooter, there's like, so there'd be strands like with like 2.9 billion in there, but a gap right here and a gap right here. But you could line up other DNA samples, and those gaps would fill in. They'd all line up.
Mm-hmm.
But then none of them were complete. Then he brought in the first complete one.
So now they just have to go through the peer review process, and other people have to find the same conclusions that this woman has found.
Yeah, it's already happened.
What is the criticism about this woman again? You never really got to that?
I've never met her in person. I don't want to bat. And people that I really respect and know that are smart people, professionals, are working with her and really like her. And I've talked to other people that are like, dude, she's shady.
So who knows?
Right. I don't know. I don't know her personally.
Now, when does the show, when does season two, has it, or season three?
Season two's over. Season three, they just said sometime in the fall, probably like sweeps week or something. They're going to air.
Because they're still airing episodes. They'll still like show them in repeats, right?
I don't know.
Popular show.
Yeah, it's real
well, right?
Because it's like the second most popular in Animal Planet history.
Didn't South Park parody you guys?
Yeah, fuckers.
Did they get you?
Dude, because we were all laughing, like waiting for it. And we all love South Park. And like the producers that work on our show are like comedians, stand up comedians and stuff. And like they love the show. And hey, there's Moneymaker. And so what we thought it was going to be was because we saw some little clip that came out way earlier. Someone got a hold of somehow of it showed them like dressed up like us, like wearing backpacks and stuff.
Right.
And we thought for sure they were going to have Cartman play Moneymaker. You know, because he's like, Cartman and right. Moneymaker are like the same guy.
Right. Like Jimmy Stewart, seriously.
and that's pretty good.
Yeah, there you
Jimmy
go.
Stewart's an asshole.
So then they made Clip and Matt like normal, and then they made me this fucking short retard that like is all scared. Like it was the most like they didn't get it. I'm like this little short retard that is scared. Like I'm like I can't talk. I admit I don't talk all that great, but
so they got you the worst.
Oh, dude, I'm the only guy they slaughtered me. Have you seen the episode?
No, yeah, I haven't. So I haven't seen it. Beautiful. Brian told it's me it's so awesome. Beautiful.
It's
I'll try to find a clip of it.
I get Cartman high,
dude. We've talked about the show on the podcast so many times that people will yell it during comedy shows. Have you gone squatching yet?
Oh, really? Yeah, people. It's
a very squatchy area. Have you seen the memes of you? Well, like it was like
what's
you know
a meme?
A meme is like an internet photo that like they add words to, and then it gets passed on so many times.
No.
And, you know, like a meme would be there's a photo of you, or like here's a perfect example. You know, Giorgio Tsoukalos from Ancient Aliens. There's a photo of him. It says, "I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens."
Right.
And it's like it's always one of those type things.
Right,
like, there's
those.
Only one answer: aliens. And right. It'll be the same photo, but like with different, you know, text. That, but there's awesome ones of you where it's like,
really?
"That's a tree. This seems squatchy." Like,
yeah, well,
see if you can find them, Brian. They're in the Rogan board thread for this.
I was throwing squatchy.
Pull one up if you can.
I mean, I would say squatchy a lot, but I started saying it even more when I found out it was a drinking game on college campuses. Kids watch our show, and every time we say squatch or squatchy, they drink.
So like, you're going to kill somebody.
I'd say it like four times in a sentence. Like, you can tell this place is squatchy. You look around, a squatch could cave through here and squatched over there and like...
just to try to give him alcohol poisoning.
Yeah,
there was a drinking game for the UFC. If someone got rocked, I said he's rocked. And people would drink. There's a bunch of other things too. So if you're playing along at home, oh, I'm looking at this photo, this monkey, this fake thing. It looks fake as fuck, dude.
The oh, you know Iceman. my cousin Donnie says he knows you. He's the little Italian guy with the thick Boston accent that worked at the Subaru dealer in Santa Monica. Do you remember him?
A Subaru dealer in Santa Monica. Did I look at a car there or something?
He sold or
never sold me a Subaru. So.
I don't know. He said he knew, or maybe it was from the Playboy. Did you ever go to the Playboy Mansion?
Once I hosted the marijuana policy project thing there, so I was there once. There was a marijuana policy project had a thing at the mansion. It was. It's like they rent it out, you know? So it's like everybody's like, wow.
Oh, right.
And they hire like a couple chicks to go around. But
they're like strippers that aren't even playmates,
it's
right?
It's a fucking, yeah, it's a sausage factory. It's all dudes. Right, like, right. Where's the girls?
I know he's been up there. I don't know.
Funny the memes of him?
Check this out. This is how they portray it.
Okay. Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
Would you stop scaring everyone with your dumbass myth?
People thought Atlantis was a myth, Cal, but I was just there. I've explored the depths of Atlantis, and now I'm about to prove a new species exists. I'm a little James Cameron.
These people aren't going to prove anything. To believe any of this, you either have to be a liar or stupid.
These are professional people who go around tracking Sasquatches, Cal. They aren't liars, and they aren't stupid.
Look at its trajectory. It heads directly to the right. It can't be human. It's too low to the ground. What do you think, Bobo? Bobo thinks scary. I'm thinking a Sasquatch.
It's not big enough to be a Squatch. So it's a baby Squatch?
That's what I'm thinking.
I've already done my research, boys. What you're looking at there is a chupacabra.
Chupacabra?
It's like a Sasquatch, only more elusive, more ferocious, and a little more greedy.
Oh, chupacabra, that sounds scary.
That's you.
It makes total sense. If we rule out a human and a baby Sasquatch, chupacabra's all we really have left.
Well, I guess that's it. You're going to have to allow only me into the Easter egg hunt, sir. I'm the only one qualified.
That must be awesome to have that. I mean, that to me as a South Park fan, I would faint if
yeah,
that
man,
happened.
Yeah, man, they fucking parodied your show. That's
dude,
huge.
A fucking tard.
It's not really you, though.
It's just a character.
The real you has represented the Bigfoot community quite well today.
Yeah, right.
And thanks very much for the Gone Squatching hat. This is pretty fucking dope.
If they did me, I would be a gay cat. So
that's who you'd be.
Be like,
who you'd
my
be.
Guys.
Probably, right?
That's stage left, even.
Well, you think it's the good part, though, because I got Cartman high.
You got Cartman high?
Yeah. I turned Cartman into a Jew.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll check out the rest of it.
Yeah, go on South Park Studios. They have all the episodes, and the episode is called Jubacabra or whatever. Yeah,
Jubacabra?
Jubacabra. I'll just spell it out. Jewpaccabra. It's season 16.
Jubacabra.
Yeah,
like a chupacabra, but a Jew.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring it was.
Fucking God bless South Park.
They're the best, man. No one's consistently put out funny shit.
But why they heckle? Fuck, they hammered me. Dude. It's like,
well, dude, look at you're fucking on a Bigfoot show.
Well, I mean, so's Moneymaker.
All of them, they all looked retarded. Look, that's what South Park does. They went after you a little harder, but come on, man.
I know it should be an honor and all that.
It's an honor, and you're on a Bigfoot show, man. Look,
that should be highly respected, not made fun of.
When Bigfoot, when you get something solid, man, then the tide will change. You're going to come in. They're going to have a fucking float for you in downtown L.A. There'll be a big parade.
You're right.
Look, we found a real Bigfoot, and you and Moneymaker, and they could put all this stuff back in of Renee saying, I think it's a Squatch. Because now we know a Squatch is
She right. doesn't always do that. She did that when we were in Oregon.
They should have left that shit in. Authenticity.
Yeah, she says, she still says, she goes, I don't know what it was.
Like,
she
we got to get her on the podcast, too. I got to find out what makes her tick.
Oh.
Is that bad?
I think you guys have a good time.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Sounds like she's poison.
You're going to get some, Joe. Yeah.
No, you're not.
Oh, she's one of those. I see what you're saying. I would have a good time if I was a woman.
Scissoring.
What's up? Good.
She would have a good time with me.
Mr. Garrison would have a shot. That's
well,
it.
Even if she wasn't gay, hanging out with you guys in the woods chasing would Bigfoot turn would turn you gay. That would be the first thing to go lesbian.
I got to explain the tooth. This fucking tweaker.
Lost a tooth?
This tweaker lady came running up to me with like four little rugrats, like all lice infested kids. Like on, it was like, I think it was the first of the month or something. You know, they just got their checks.
Right.
She was at like the canned food store, you know, dented can store, like cheap stuff, whatever. I was walking by and, oh, we're big fans. So she handed me this, like, just this, looked like the Simpsons evil baby, like unibrow and all that.
Uh-huh.
Like frowning. And she hands me this, like, kid, like 2 or 3 years old. She's all, take a picture of all your kids. And like, I'm like, hey. And I'm like, hey, buddy. Smile right. for the camera. And he just looked at me and looked at me, like, smile. And he just looked at me and goes, wham, and headbutted me and knocked my tooth out.
A baby headbutted you and knocked your tooth out?
Well, like a toddler.
God.
Whoa. Dude, I find that harder to believe than Bigfoot.
Well, I got hit in the face with a surfboard there.
Oh, it was already loose?
Well, it had been capped. I went to Tijuana, dude. I got this
You got
deal.
Capped in Tijuana?
I got a bunch of dental work in Tijuana.
Really?
Dude, my dentist was off the hook. He's like this crazy old. He wasn't crazy. He's like, he's kind of like the world's most interesting man, but he looked like a short, fat Mexican Roy Orbison.
Like a short, fat Mexican Roy Orbison.
Like the thick glasses. He's funny. He just had a liver transplant like 6 months earlier. And I was his
Whoa.
First. Oh, dude. You want to hear? You got a minute?
Yeah.
So I'm going down. I was going down like this like legitimate clinic down in TJ that people go to, the one next to the police station. And because like they wanted like $20,000. I'd been hit in the face with crab blocks and surfboards and pool cue, stuff like that. And so I had all these cracked teeth and stuff. So I was going to get them all fixed. They want like $23,000 in the States. So I'm going down there. I stop and see my buddies, Mexican dude. He's all, oh, my fiance's uncle is a dentist down there. He's got like, yeah, it's a cheaper clinic. You know, it's just like there wasn't even electricity when I went there like the first day, you know. And he hadn't been practicing because he got a liver transplant. He used to be a partier. And we go down there and like we're doing all this work. And after the second day, I'm in the chair for like 8 hours. He's like, we got to go look at pretty girls. He's a total horn dog. He's like almost 70. He's a little short, chubby guy. He's like hitting on every girl. He's cool. He's funny. He's interesting and whatever. And he's hitting on all these chicks. He's like, so he takes this giant strip bar called like the Hong Kong Cafe or something. You know, ever heard of that?
No.
It's like 3 stories. It's like one of those, it's like Grindhouse or something you think when you want. It's like a full narco place, like, you know, full.
In Tijuana.
Yeah. And it's 3 stories. It's got like big hot tubs. No,
are you wearing a Gone Squatching hat while you're wandering around this place?
I don't know what I was wearing, but I'm just probably dressed like I am now.
I want to picture you in a Gone Squatching hat, if you don't mind.
All right. And, okay. And the dude, he disappears. Like, I didn't know that. Like, I thought, apparently every girl in there is like a hooker, and you can just get a girl and split whatever. And, well, he splits, and we're waiting, and we had a plan. If anyone got separated for a reason, we were going to meet at the truck back at 9 o'clock or whatever it was, or 8:30. We'd meet at the truck. It was a couple blocks away. Well, it's 8:30. We don't see the guy anywhere at the place. We leave. We go back to the truck. He's not there. Then we wait for like 2 hours. My buddy's like in going to school to be a nurse. So he had to get back. He had class like 7 mornings. Like, dude, I can't wait for the guy all night. Fuck, I don't know where he is. You know, he's Mexican. He speaks Spanish. You know, he's probably all right. But he just had a liver transplant 6 months earlier. And he had a couple margaritas. So like we weren't sure.
Jesus Christ.
And so we go back to the States because we were just going to cross the border every day. And he never comes home. And the family thinks I kidnapped him, that I'm part of a kidnapping, because they looked at me and thought like sketchy. And so I'm getting accused of kidnapping this old man.
So he never came home?
No. So we're like, you know, like I was starting to get nervous. You know, they're like, what'd you do with him? And like accusing me, like, you know, over the phone.
Oh, wow.
And I was saying, well, I just got, and I was covering for the guy, you know, going like, well, I don't want to say the guy split with a hooker, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, his wife's all upset. And I'm just like, I don't know where, you know, we were in a Mexican restaurant. I wanted a sombrero. I was drinking. I had all those, you know, pain pills that day. And I was getting whatever, like the shots and stuff. I said I was kind of groggy. And, you know, I just was walking around looking for a sombrero. Then I came. I didn't even know what restaurant it was. I walked for like 4 or 5 blocks, got lost. So I totally covered for the guy. And the next day he shows up. And he's like, and the family's like, where were you? You know, I don't know what story he told him. But, you know, he just said that I left him in a restaurant. Luckily, he said something like that too, that was close enough. So he was so stoked. And at this point, I'm going like, he's a cool guy to go party with, but he's not a very good dentist. And at this point,
he's not a very good dentist.
No, well, he's all right. He wasn't terrible. But, so he goes, Bobo, I thank you so much. I'll give you half off the rest of your dental work. Cause I was like, I'm not going to get any more dental work from this guy. I'm like, half off? Fuck yeah. So then,
so you said, well, fuck it, as long as it's cheap.
Yeah.
What is that noise? Oh, shit. What the fuck happened?
What is that noise, bro?
My computer's going crazy.
What do you mean it's going crazy?
Shitty music of that.
Yeah, what is that music? That's the universe telling us to wrap this podcast up.
Uh-huh.
Let's just wrap this podcast up. You sound, Mexican dude sounds badass. What the fuck are you playing? Is that like fake Rage Against the Machine? Well, turn the volume down, bro. Thank you very much. My whole life I've been fascinated by Bigfoot.